And he's wearing the red and the white of the Cutters jersey, red cap. So at least he knew it was a red, white, and blue day today, although that may have just been a coincidence.
I see that. It makes you want to defect. All right.
Comrade Boomer.
A friend of mine was wearing a T-shirt the other day with the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, suddenly out of nowhere, I want to go to Cuba. All right. 4th of July. Birthday number 247 for the United States.
Yes, indeed.
And sure that when they get to 250, you and I will be spending it probably at a ballpark.
I would wager a guess that that would be the case.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what? I love it.
Absolutely.
This is the way. Yes, I don't think whoever that was.
Yeah.
Was kidding about me working on a holiday or something like that.
Yeah.
And I said, and, you know, obviously I've worked a lot of 4th of Julys, but when the spikes came in, then all of a sudden it's like, that now the 4th of July didn't feel like work anymore.
Yes.
It was fun. It was baseball. And we've got a beautiful day for it here. This should be a nice afternoon. It's the only afternoon game. Everybody else is playing at night. Williamsport has downtown fireworks, you were telling me, Joe.
Yes.
And because of that, they play in the afternoon.
Yes, indeed. And so the folks will come from here at the ball game, head down there, enjoy a great show. And again, great show back in Happy Valley.
Oh, that show is coming up. Not only coming up tonight, it's going to be great, but Joe's going to be a big weekend, too.
Oh, yes.
Right? Dollar Dog Night, and it's... Can you meet the challenge?
Exactly. Hashtag M-E-A-T, the challenge. Eat 9 hot dogs in 9 innings with us, Dollar Dogs, and you could be entered to win a free year's membership to East Coast Health and Fitness because it's also fitness night. So a way to kind of fuse those two together.
Joe has won the challenge before. He did it at Penn State baseball game.
Oh, yes.
Jerry Valeri did and then was out for 2 days. I'm not joking.
Yes.
On this 4th of July, we have our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
the singing of our national anthem on the 4th of July and the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps.
It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Muncie Bank Ballpark in historic Bowman Field on this 4th of July as Jeffrey Gonzalez goes through his final warm-ups. Gonzalez making his second appearance. He actually was the winner against Trenton, but he went one scoreless inning, then started the second inning, gave up a home run and a walk. Jesse Litch then pulled him, and it turned out that because they had scored during the scoreless inning, he got the win in the game. So even though he has an ERA of 18, he's the guy that will get the start today, and we'll see how far he goes. Gonzalez is 6'3", 198 pounds out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. Went to Indian River State College, where he's a sophomore, and he is 20 years of age. And he'll face Aiden Howard to lead it off for the Spikes in the opening pitch of the game at 105. Brought to you by America's Carbon Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider. Located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Howard went 1-for-4 last night, comes in at 196 with a home run and 9 knocked in. First pitch, that's in there for strike. It is 0-1. No balls and one strike the count. Gonzalez deals. That's a wave and a miss of the breaking ball. No balls and two strikes the count. Louis Bonacci behind the plate today. Brad Reedy at first. Buzz Albert down at third. That's in the dirt. And the count now, ball and two strikes. Dave Tremblay, the manager, coaching down at third. Jesus Ezuaje, the former crosscutter, is the Spikes' first base coach and doing a great job. Ball and two strikes on Aiden. And Gonzalez to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. So with one out, that'll bring Jevin Relaford to the plate. 0-for-4 last night, hitting .239 with no home runs. And 5 knocked in. 3 doubles, 10 runs scored. Bats from the right side. And the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 320 down the left field line. 411 dead center. 328 down the right field line. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes the count. It's the first time we've seen Louis Bonacci, at least I have this year. Swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. Good changeup that time from Gonzalez. Wall 8 feet high at the bullpen. Goes to 12 feet in left center. Batting eye in the middle is 15 feet high. And then all the way around to the bullpen and right, which is then 8 feet high. 2-1. That is into left field. That's a base hit. Relaford will make the turn at first. He has a one-out single to left. Now let's see what Jevin wants to do with it. Relaford is 5-for-5 in stolen bases between Frederick and State College, and that will bring to the plate Luke Napleton. Napleton, 0-for-3 last night with a walk. He walked home on the home run by Buford last night. And the pitch by Gonzalez. That's in tight to the right-handed hitting Napleton. One ball, no strike. Started him out that time with a changeup. One out. And throw down to first at the out at first base. They got Relaford. I'm not so sure about that. I think Jesus Ezuaje is shocked by it. I think Relaford's shocked by it. But he is picked off first by the catcher on a fine throw that time by Heron. And there are two outs. Pitch was a ball, by the way, to Napleton. It's 1-1. One So with the bases empty, Gonzalez deals. Breaking ball, curveball that time for strike. It's a ball and two strikes. Mapleton with two doubles, two triples. He has scored five runs. He's also been hit by a pitch four times. That one's foul, first base side, drifting to the seats and out of play just over the party deck to our right. And of course, we're now counting down to the end of the month here in Williamsport when they are going to have the, well, actually into August, they'll have the Little League Classic game here in August. And the pitch. That is lifted in the air, shallow left field, coming on, and then Stewart goes out and makes the catch to end the inning, the shortstop. Nothing across for the Spikes in the opening inning. Half inning in the books. State College nothing. Williamsport coming to bat in the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the first inning, and Kellen Hoover making a league-leading seventh start for the Spikes. He's gone 21 and a third so far, and that is third in the league. And his last outing was outstanding as he went four innings at Mahoning Valley. Gave up just two hits, one run, struck out six, did not walk a batter. His opening appearance here on opening night, he did not give up a hit. And leading it off will be Jack Oberdorf. Oberdorf last night went one for three with a single. He was also hit by a pitch. At 217 with no home runs, 10 knocked in with two doubles and a triple. That's from the right side and the pitch by Hoover. On the ground to short, John has it. Winds up, fires to first in time. One pitch and one out. Now the second baseman, Reed Shumley, tied for the league lead in home runs with four after he hit one out into the right field grandstand last night. He's driven in 13 with three doubles and a triple, hitting 275. Bats from the right side. Shumley has been consistent with this team from day one. And that's inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Shumley out of Cypress, Texas. Going to Houston Christian University. He's 22 years of age. Good size, 6'2", 210 pounds. That's a strike. 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Hoover. It's level at 1-1. Good crowd on hand today. And the pitch. Outside for ball. That was the slider that time at 86. 2-1 the count. 82 degrees at game time. Breeze blowing straight out about 5 miles per hour. Sunny skies. There is a strikeout of Reg. Good pitch that time. Went slider again. It's two balls and two strikes on Shumley. Shumley open stance, right-handed box. Play him straight away in the outfield, relatively deep. And the pitch. That's on the ground to third. Backhanded by Climby, who knocked it down. Can't get a hold of it. It'll be an error. So Ryan Vogel will come to the plate. Vogel got into the game late last night playing center field. Made a nice catch in the outfield. At the plate, he went 0 for 2. Vogel at 2-11 with no home runs, 9 knocked in with 2 doubles. Middle infield at double play depth. Straight away in the outfield. And the pitch, that's fouled straight back to the screen. Fastball at 89, 0-1 the count. Spikes have turned, 13 double plays defensively. Turned one last night. Oberdorf, relatively short lead at first, held on by Buford. Hoover delivers. And that one bounced in, and now Oberdorf's caught between bases. They throw to second, he's out. That wasn't even close. He got caught, and then he didn't know what to do, and he is thrown out by Grant Lasher, and there are two outs. So each team has had a runner cut down, one picked off first, and the other one indecisive and caught in a rundown, and two outs and bases clean now, and a 1-1 count on Ryan Vogel. Hoover delivers. That is lifted in the air, foul, first base side, coming on, and unable to make the catch. In right field will be a foul ball, as Chase Call gave it a long run, as did the second baseman Relifer, but they couldn't get there. So the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ryan Vogel. He's been with this team since day one. Out of Metamora, Illinois. Played at Bradley University. And the 1-2. That is slapped into right field. Up goes Relaford, and he makes the catch at second base. Soft liner on its way to right, and Relaford was able to just jump up and grab it, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, an error, nobody left on base. One in the books, and we're scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out of the top of the second in a scoreless game, Cam Buford, Kay Climby, and Kyle Uxtdorf, 4, 5, and 6 in the Spikes batting order. And the pitch to Cam, low and outside for a ball. Start him out with a curveball, 1-0 the count. Buford went 1-for-3 last night with a home run. He drove in 2 in the first inning. That home run went 414 feet. Outside corner for a strike. It is 1-1. Buford now with the 3 home runs, good for 4th in the league. 17 runs knocked in, good for 3rd in the league. 1-1. That's in tight to him, 2 balls and a strike. Oh, comes back with all sorts of stuff here. My goodness.
Dollar Dog Day? You got me that? No, I'm just kidding. And that's down. Of course, you know you're getting ice cream later, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you knew that. Yeah, you knew that. All right. This is Americana here. And the 3-1. You projected that's a strike. 3-2 the count. Credit card's a little warm. How many things did you buy? Here's the pitch. And that's outside ball four. I was wondering about that email I got from Amazon.
Don't worry, Steve. It's only six stops away.
I put it this way. I mean, you bought the entire Jack Ryan collection? Here's Kate Climie, ninth in the league in hitting at 324. 24 hits, which is good for fourth in the league. He checked that one. I think he went. No, Brad says he didn't. Nope, didn't go.
Got to pass the time somehow on the road, Steve, you know.
Let me give you a hint. At the end of them, he survives.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. I can't say that about Bond. After no time to die, 25.
Yeah?
I mean, even though Bond's coming back in some form. Jim Bob Bond, the last one. The pitch. Bounced it in. On its way to second will be Buford. Don't need any ruling, people. That'll be a wild pitch. So the Spikes get their first runner of the day to second base. Scoreless in the top of the second. Yes, Daniel Craig, final time through, fifth time as Bond. At the end, doesn't make it. There'll be a new Bond. 2-1, the pitch. Climby foul. That would have come into the booth, but because we're so well protected by extensive netting, we lose the opportunity to souvenir.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that I never see Boomer and Jesse Litch standing together? 2-2, the count to Kate Climby. Climby waits in the right-handed box. Gonzalez delivers. That's in the dirt. Gets away. Buford's on his way to third. He'll make it. So the count is 3-2 on Climby, and with nobody out, Buford's on third base. And that will be another wild pitch. Dangles the right arm by his side. He'll work from the stretch with Buford on third at the belt. 3-2 to Cade. Outside ball four. Spikes have two runners aboard at the corners with nobody out. And Kyle Huxdorf at the plate. Kyle in last night's game went 1-for-4 with a double. He has been on an extra base tear in the past week. He has a homer, three doubles, and a triple in the past week. He had 224 with a home run, five knocked in, scored 13 runs, and now has a chance to knock in another run, and gets hit by a pitch right off the arm guard. No damage done there, and the bases are loaded. So Huxdorf gets hit by a pitch for the fourth time as a Spike. Yeah, there's another guy. If the draft goes a certain way, I wouldn't mind seeing him stick around the second half. Now, a guy like Buford can go back to school if it doesn't work out. And Anthony Markle comes out to talk to his guy. This is, you know, it's interesting because when they played Trenton, he had a 1-2-3 inning, like he did to, I mean, he did give up a hit, but he picked him off, or the catcher picked him off. But he gets only faces three batters in the first inning, just like Trenton. The second inning, he gave up a home run and a walk, and Jesse pulled him. Well, here we are in the second inning. Two walks and a hit batsman. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Chase Call. Call went 0-for-2 last night, but I know you'll be surprised to hear this. He did draw a walk. He leads the league in walks, drawn with 18. He has driven in five runs. He has one extra base hit. It is a triple. Out of Porter Ranch, California. I believe you have a summer home there, don't you? Just checking. We want to talk about one of your basic all-around guys. He wants to be an orthopedic surgeon. He volunteers at a soup kitchen. He's volunteered for the Leukemia Foundation. He's volunteered at blood banks, and that one was almost thrown away. Don't quite know what that was all about. One ball and no strikes. And he's also coached, and Jesse Litch is going to come out. They're going to take him out. I think they think he got hurt on that pitch. And we're going to have a delay here because whomever comes in. Now, this is not going to be a mound visit officially. It's not like Jesse's coming out to pull him. This is an injury visit. And because it is an injury visit, they are allowed to talk it over. If they have to get somebody up in the pen, nope, he says he's all right. He just missed through it. So Julian Fernandez-Hodge, the trainer, went out with Jesse. Jesse stares up at the booth, just his way of saying hi. I mean, if they had to bring somebody in, they would have had unlimited warm-ups. Well, there's a strike. No problem there with the curveball. Dropped it in, 1-1. I think he just, like, let go of the ball, and it just flew out of his hand because it missed home plate by 20 feet, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He comes right back. That's the change. 1-2 the count. Well, evidently nothing's wrong. Base is loaded and nobody out. There's the 1-2. In the dark, gets away. Buford won't advance. Did not go far enough. Heron got just enough of it to keep it within about 10, 12 feet. And it was going down the third base line anyway. If it had gone maybe the opposite way, I think he goes. 2-2 the count on call. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Top of the second in a scoreless game. Gonzalez, 2-2 on its way. Lifted in the air, foul first base side, and out of play. Party deck, which they added here years ago, has been a tremendous addition here, and you see it every year when Major League Baseball comes in here and ESPN does the game on Sunday Night Baseball. It is a prominent feature. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. That's his second strike out of the ball game. Nothing wrong with him there. Grant Lasher to the plate. Grant did not play in last night's game. On Sunday, went 0-2 at Mahoning Valley with a walk. He has driven in one run with the spikes. Drove in 34 this year at Eastern Illinois with 11 doubles. And the pitch to Grant. That's up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Field is immaculate. Major League Baseball takes care of this field. All striped out on this 4th of July. That one, good job by Heron to backhand it in the left-handed box that time. Prevented a run there. It's 2-0 on Grant. So far, Gonzalez has given Heron a workout behind the plate. 2-0 the count on Lasher. And the pitch. And missed outside. It's 3-0. The guess would be that Grant would be taking all the way here. With one out and the bases loaded in the 3-0 count. And Gonzalez deals. Taking, takes a strike. It was close in the inner half. But he went change up that time. 3-1 the count. A little bit of a breeze on this Tuesday afternoon. The pitch. Ball four. The spikes lead it 1-0 on the bases loaded walk. Lasher gets his second RBI with the spikes. Third walk of the inning. Everybody moves up 90. And the number 9 hitter, Darryl Michael Jean, to the plate. Went 0-3 last night. Golden opportunity here. He's looking for his first RBI as a spike. Got the bases loaded, one out. Tough guy to double up to. They're up at the corners. Middle infield double play depth. Checked it. That's a strike. Good pitch by Gonzalez. Starting him out that time with a straight change. It's 0-1. He has not gone fastball that often. Number 9 hitter waits. And the 0-1. Low one outside. 1-1 the count. Curveball. I always look out at that house out in left center where they set up the scaffolding. They watch the game for free from their backyard. 1-1 fouled over the roof to our right and out of play. That didn't sound good. 1-2 the count. No, I was kicked out of the players' lot. I'm not over there. 1-2 the count. Waving a miss, strike three, got him. third strikeout for Gonzalez. And now Aiden Howard to the plate. Struck out swinging to lead the game off. I went to the, there was an open space on paved lot where it says free parking. So I pulled in. There's no sign. The guy says, he can't park. There's the player's lot. I'm looking around like, where's the sign? But that's okay. I just moved. Here's the pitch. Howard takes a strike. He's driven in nine with the spikes. In fact, he had a very productive road trip driving in runs, including a home run. Aiden's parents have been here with him. It's been a big plus. And the pitch. That is down low for a ball. He tried to guide a curveball in that time, but too low. It's 1-1 on Aiden. So you got two outs, one run in, bases loaded here, top of the second. 1-0 State College. Howard waits in the left-handed box, and the pitch. Slapped it foul. Spikes dug out where it was dropped. Just, I mean, his drives just dropped, Joe. I mean, these are ball players. It's one thing if, like, you and I drop it. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Strike three, got him. So he battles out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam, and only gives up one run, keeping the damage to a minimum. Spikes lead it 1-0 to the bottom of the second, and the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So, Steven Rustich to the plate as Kellen Hoover staked to a 1-0 lead. Goes back to the mound here in the bottom of the second. Rustich in last night's game went 0-for-1. Popped out to short. That's down low for a ball. One ball and no strike. Starts him out with a slider that time. 1-0 the count. Rustich at 172 with one home run and four knocked in. That was fouled back and out of play. And it's one ball and one strike. 92 with the fastball from Kellen. He can ramp it up to about 93, 94. And Hoover, 1-1. That's down low, 2-1 the count. Play Rustich straight away in the outfield. Huxdorf always plays a little deeper in left than most guys. He's more comfortable coming in or laterally than going back. The pitch. Flowing outside, 3-1 the count. Went change up that time. Howard is playing him straight away. And Howard will move. I mean, he'll go sometimes 20, 25 feet over one side or the other. Not this time with Rustich. And the pitch. That is lined into left field. That's a base hit. First hit of the game for Williamsport as he singles to left, and that will bring Tyler Heron, the catcher, to the plate. Heron got into the game last night, late and went 0 for 1 with a ground out. Heron at 250. No home runs, two knocked in, and a double. Middle infield, the double play. Dev Spikes turned one last night. 13 on the season they've turned. The pitch. That is lifted very high in the air, left center field. Huxdorf going back. Warning track looks up, and it is gone. Dumps off the wall, off the wall. Off the wall, high off the wall. It's going to be a double. And Kellen Hoover has some trouble to deal with here in the second inning. Second and third with nobody out.
Well, it got out near that deep left field area, and there is that ballpark signage that is above the wall out there. Yeah. But it did ricochet off the very top of that of the actual wall. The umps had a good look at it the whole way. So it is a double, just a wall ball for Tyler Harris.
That was tagged.
It sure was.
Ryan Ignoffo, second in the league and hitting at 380. Ignoffo got in the game last night. He went 0 for 1. That's inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes.
The first two hits Kellen Hoover's allowed here at historic Bowman Field the whole year.
Exactly. He'd gone five no-hit innings until then. Hoover sets to the plate. Low and outside, 2-0 the count. I'm sure he'd love at this point to get a strikeout or a pop-up. Trying to stay away from giving up a run. Pitch to Ignoffo. On the ground, up the middle, to his left behind the bag. Jean fires high to first, and everybody's safe. Run scores, game tied at one.
That's an RBI by Ron Ignoffo. Today's time he's RBI.
Now, he does get an RBI for that because the run was going to score anyway. That will be an E6. And moving to third was Heron on the play. So still nobody out. Spikes middle infield will be a double play depth. Climby's even at the bag at third. And, of course, Buford is holding on Ignoffo at first. And, by the way, Ignoffo will run. He's got 9 stolen bases, good for 7th in the league. And here is Colson Lawrence, the pitch. Outside for a ball, one ball and no strike. Kind of feel like he's guiding the ball right now. Lawrence 1-for-3 last night. Lawrence at 327, 2 home runs, 10 knocked in. Throw to first, and Ignoffo gets back. Lawrence 327 average is good for 8th in the league. 1-1 here in the bottom of the second. The set and the pitch. Foul back. Ignoffo bluffed going to second that time, and the count is now 1-1.
And see, you talked about Ignoffo's speed. He actually had a straight steal of home plate against Frederick last week.
1-1 the count. Boy, remember Rod Carew had 7 of those 1 year.
Yep.
Which tied Ty Cobb's record. 1-1. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Good job by Lasher to slide out and get it. Also gave Lasher a good lane to throw if he had to.
Yep.
2-1 the count. Hoover stares in. Got that glove tucked underneath. Now goes set at the belt. Ignoffo leads at first. Heron's on third. Throw to first. Got back. That was a good move that time by Hoover. In other words, just to let him know at that stage, because he hadn't thrown over yet, at that stage, I know you're there. Heron walks off to his lead at third. Now Ignoffo goes. That's on the ground through the vacant hole. Relaford makes up ground and throws him out. Good play by Relaford. A run scores. It's 2-1. But Relaford did a great job at a ball that was cued to second because he was going to second to cover, put on the brakes, went back and got it and threw him out.
He's really been impressive since joining the club from the Frederick Keys. He's mostly been at second base. You can tell he has a great feel for the position.
So there is one out, a run in. It's 2-1 Williamsport. And Dante Stewart at the plate, the shortstop. Stewart went 0-for-4 last night at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Hitting 191, it's driven in 5. Inside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes the count. One and oh the count. Stewart's been with this team since day one. Waits in the right-handed box. Hoover checks second. And Kellen, there goes Latt to third. Fire to third. He beats it. There's the stolen base right there. The pitch was a strike. It's 1-1. So Ignafo steals third. And that puts that runner 90 feet away in this inning as they're taking advantage of everything. The spikes loaded the bases and got one run out of it. Here, Williamsport's been able to take advantage of two hits and an error. They've scored twice. And Hoover delivers. That is fouled. First base side and out of play. That was the changeup that time from Kellen. 1-2 the count. Hoover has not struck out a batter. This would be a great time for it to happen. One out, Ignafo on third. The pitch, foul back. 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Hoover. Good spot, though, 1-2 the count. See Jesse Litch out at third? Do you see Boomer? 1-2 the count. Checked it, did not go, even at 2-2. I'm just asking. I'm not saying it's just asking. Hoover goes set, looks at Ignafo third, infield up all the way around, and on the ground to third, climb, he's got it, fires to the plate to Lasher, and they tag him out at the plate. Climby, fabulous play to backhand, a good throw to the plate, and Lasher did a great job of swiping that tag. There are two outs.
And he hung on to the ball, and I do believe Ignafo slid right into the mitt, and that's a great job of hanging on by Lasher at home. And you said it, Steve, Cade Climby, fabulous play at third base to get that all started.
Here's Stanley Tucker, second to Huxdorf and steals with 14. He's at the plate here. Throw to first and he dives back in. Dante Stewart, not bad himself. He's fifth in the league and steals with a dozen. Tucker at 196, home run, 6 knocked in, double and a triple. Infield back now with 2 outs. The pitch outside for a ball. 91 with the fastball, 1 ball and no strikes. One and all the count. That one's picked up a little bit, about 5-10, blowing straight out. And the set by Hoover. Waits and to the plate. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 89. Levels the count at 1-1. 2-1 cutters here at the bottom of the second inning. Siren, I think they found out I'm here. Throw to first. Stewart gets back. Of course, we're right adjacent to Route 15, which is also the I-99 corridor.
Yep.
Stewart bluffs, pitches outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. That's a pretty close call there on that one. 2-1 the count. Up in this seat, it looked pretty good. Stewart inches out to his lead at first. Hoover says yes at the belt with 2 outs. 2-1 count. Waits, and Stewart takes off. Line to right field. That's a base hit. Call will cut it off in the gap. Stewart's being waved in by Jesse Litch. Here comes the throw to the plate by Call. Not in time. It's 3-1. Good piece of hitting by Tucker. And he'll get a double and an RBI out of that. Now, Call did a good job of cutting it off in the gap. but the placement was too perfect.
Yeah.
3-1. Back to the top of the order. Jack Oberdorf, first pitch that he saw, he grounded out to Jean at short. 3-1, bottom of the second. Hoover leans in, so it's been a tale of two halves here. The spikes at bases loaded, nobody out, got one run in. Meanwhile, Williamsport, to its credit, is taking advantage of all their breaks this inning. And the pitch there goes. Tucker bounced it in. Tucker will get his 15th steal. He's on third. So Ian Uchsdorf now tied at 15.
And Kyle Uchsdorf is well aware that he came into this game with the MLB Draft League stolen base lead for the first half.
Right.
He'd like to take home that first half stolen base crown.
1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. He is throwing a lot of pitches this inning. Hoover's up to 34 pitches, 19 strikes. The idea is Gonzalez has thrown 45. The pitch. Checked it, didn't go, 3-0. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. And Gonzalez threw a lot of pitches, especially in the second inning. And didn't get out unscathed, but gave up just one. He kept it to a minimum. The pitch. He walked him up four pitches. This will be the eighth hitter of the inning coming up. Reed Chumley reached on an error by Cade Climie back in the first. But it should be pointed out he then got picked off. Jerome Williams is going to come out and talk to his guy here. Gives us a chance to tell you that Friday's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Dollar Dog Night on Friday.
Yes, indeed.
Time to go out and meet the challenge on a 4 for $44 Friday.
Oh, yes.
Four great seats, four hot dogs, four sodas, an $88 value for $44.
Yes, indeed.
Saturday fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Presented by the Meadows.
The Meadows will present that.
It's going to be a salute to Morgan Wallen as well. Of course, each fireworks show themed this year. We had the Patriotic Fireworks Spectacular last night. Ag Night on Saturday, so figured one of country's hottest stars would be good to pay homage to for the fireworks this coming Saturday.
Friday and Saturday's games at 6:35. If you love the fireworks last night, you'll love them again on Saturday. And then on Sunday at 4:05, it's 7-9, so bring your canine.
That's right.
Bark in the Park, too.
Yes, indeed. Also paint the park purple as we join together in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. It's all presented by Juniper Village.
In fact, since we're in one of the sophisticated capitals of the world, bark in the park, duh. And that gets away, and a run's going to score right through the five hole. 4-1.
Yeah, breaking ball just got low and found that space.
And moving to second with Oberdorf. Well, it's the last thing Jerome Williams wanted to see. You come out, you talk to him. 8 times out of 10, the next pitch is a strike. I mean, that was a strike, but at least they claim. And the pitch. There's a strike in the inner half. Let's check that. Check the chart. I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
the
I think
board's
it's one
wrong.
And one.
It's 1-1's the count. The board's all wrong. But get yourself together. 1-1 the count. Hoover to the plate. In the dirt. Good job by Lasher to block that one. 2-1 the count. Now they've changed it to 1-2. No. It's 2 balls and a strike.
Scratch that. Reverse it.
4 runs in here in the bottom of the second. Down low, it's now 3-1. It's our job to keep track of balls and strikes here in the broadcast. To ignore all outside interference. 3-1 the count. Hoover goes set. And delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3.
Yeah.
Really?
I guess.
Okay, what am I missing, Joe? But it's the first strikeout for Kellen Hoover, and he'll take it. Brought to you by Mount Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountindy.org.
I guess, apparently the first pitch was, I'm not sure. It's a strikeout. That's the that's the end result.
Four runs in the inning. There was an error and one left. At the end of two full, 4-1 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So the Spikes have work to do here in the third inning, down 4-1, and Javon Rutherford puts a bunt down the third base line and beats it out. It's exactly what Joe and I were talking about during the break. The ability to put a bunt down, read the room, and guess what? It's like hitting free throws. It's free points. That's a free hit for him. Napleton popped out to short his first time. It was a good catch by Stewart. Pitches a ball, one ball, no strikes. So Jeffrey Gonzalez now staked to a 4-1 lead. A pitch. That's a slow roller to third. Barehanded, throws to first, pulled him off the bag. Everybody's safe. I think that'll be an infield hit. I mean, would he be able to get him with a perfect throw? Yes. So first and second, nobody out, and here's Buford, who with one swing can tie this thing up. The pitch. There's a strike. Didn't like it, so he laid off it. Good pitch that time by Gonzalez. That was the changeup that time. First and second, nobody out. Rutherford, big lead down at second. The pitch up high with that one. Spike's wearing their blues today with the gold and maroon trim, gray pants, blue stripe, and the blue caps. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. That is driven in the air. Right center field, well hit. Back goes Vogel. Warning track. He won't get it. It's off the wall. And the spikes are all hung up. Oh, my goodness. They'll get nothing out of that. That should have been two runs. And Rutherford, the lead runner on that, and Dave Tremblay is going to talk to Jevin about that.
And immediately, Jevin, as the play ended, Jevin pointed himself. He said, my bad. He misread that. He held up. And because he held up like that,
wow,
then he was late getting on to third, which held everybody up. So Buford only gets a single out of it.
And Napleton was on his tail. I mean, Napleton was already behind him. That's a strikeout or half to K. Climby. Let's see if Climby can get him in. He walked his first time. So it's the second straight inning. The Spikes have loaded the bases with nobody out. In the top of the second, they got one out of it. And the dirt, good job by Heron to backhand that one, save a run. It's safe to say that Heron He hasn't saved all of them.
Two wild pitches so far.
1-1. Breaking ball back to the screen. It's 1-2. Second straight inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. They're up at the corners for Williamsport. Middle infield, double play depth. They'll concede a run in the middle of the infield. 4-1 top of the third. Gonzalez from the windup. That is driven foul, first base side toward the batting cage here, and hits the top of the batting cage. It bounces out of the park. Right toward the guy that told me I couldn't park there. 1-2 the count.
He gets a souvenir.
Gets nothing. Here's the 1-2. Low and outside, level at 2-2 on climbing.
And action in the Williamsport bullpen. Given it's a lefty, it's pretty easy to identify. Yeah. It's Zach Shoemaker, who just arrived today.
Amazing how you, like, immediate from this distance can pick out the number.
Powers of deduction.
2-2. In tight. Almost got him. It's full 3-2. Yeah, they have one left-hander on the roster. So it became relatively easy for my genius partner. 3-2. In the air, foul, first base side out of play. Good piece of hitting by Climby. Kind of reminds me of the Matthews at-bat last night.
Oh, yeah.
Repeated foul balls, got to the ninth pitch and drove in a run.
Number 8 right now.
3-2. Bases loaded, nobody out. Gonzalez deals. Breaking ball inside, ball 4. And the Spikes will get a bases loaded walk for the second time this afternoon. And it's 4-2 Williamsport. Relaford walks home from third. Napleton goes to third. Buford to second. And that'll bring Kyle Huxdorf to the plate. Jesse Litch is coming out. He's going to go to the left-hander. He pointed to his right arm because he's not used to having a lefty out there.
Exactly. Again, Shoemaker literally just arrived today.
So Gonzalez, as Dick Girardi would say, is gone. How many gallons of water in that bottle?
64 ounces.
64 ounces.
Yep.
You're halfway through. Wow.
Yep.
See, I got this.
Yep.
I took it from the ballpark last night. I got it for nothing. I brought it in. Man, I do know where I'm stopping on the way back to get gas.
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people do, judging from the lines today.
$1.769. I had to laugh, so I'm coming up $2.20. And we'll talk about Shoemaker in a moment.
Yes.
We've got time. Zach Shoemaker takes over the left-hander. We'll talk about him in a second. So I'm driving up 220, and there's the sheets just as you're getting into Williamsport.
Yes.
And the line is already out into the highway. I go up maybe 120 more yards, maybe 150 yards, and they have that Sunoco on the left.
Yes.
There was a guy pumping gas. I'm sitting there like at 369, like, what are you doing? How could you possibly not either know or ask yourself, why? What, do you think they're giving away donuts over there? What's going on here?
I guess the two additional dollars a gallon was worth it.
No, something tells me he just didn't know.
Yeah.
So I need gas, right? Because other than that, I mean, the place looked closed. So let's talk about Zach Shoemaker for a moment. The 6'4", 225-pound left-hander is 24 years of age out of Aurora, Missouri, Pittsburgh State University in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
Grad student. He would be one of the guys, if he wishes, that would be eligible to be here in the second half.
Yes, indeed.
So it's up to him as to what he wants to do and go from there.
Something tells me that this is sort of a early appearance for second half for the Crosscutters. Now, not all the rosters we know, kind of names that will be coming to State College later this week, but not all the rosters finalized for the second half. I think you're looking to get through the prospect game tomorrow in Trent.
I was impressed, though, by Aaron Mays and Clemente. No, they weren't there. Sorry. And the pitch to Huxdorf. Inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Kyle was hit by a pitch right off the arm guard the first time up. Base is loaded now. Nobody out. One run in. Spikes down 4-2, top of the third. That is wrapped on the ground over the head of Dave Tremblay at third, even at 1-1. 87-mile-per-hour fastball from Shoemaker. I'll be honest with you, Joe. I haven't really followed Pittsburgh State baseball that often.
Actually, one of our...
Yes, it's true.
Former colleagues Braden Treister was out there.
Now low, 2-1 the count. Got a drop in a curveball that time. Ah, cloud covering the sun for a moment, which I think is a welcome respite for some of the people here. It is a muggy day here. It's going to be hot here the next couple of days everywhere, up and down the quarter. It's going to be up by 87, 88 the next 2 days. 2-1 the count to Kyle. Here's the pitch. That's inside. 3-1 the count. This has to be infuriating for a pitching coach and for a manager. I mean, seriously, you need strikes here.
Yeah.
I mean, the spikes, two RBIs are on bases loaded walks. 3-1 to Huxdorf. And make that three. He walks him, and Kyle will get the RBI. And Huxdorf now has RBI number six. It's 4-3. Still bases loaded, nobody out. Napleton walks home from third. Buford goes to third. Climie goes to second. And Huxdorf standing there like, hey, whoa, wait a minute. I can't get my 16th stolen base. You're in front of me. This will bring to the plate for the spikes Chase Call. Struck out swinging with the bases loaded. Back in the second. 4-3 now. Cutters. That is loop, shallow center field. Vogel comes on, makes the catch. Tagging at third, Buford. Throw to the plate. It's going to be high. He beat it. Safe at home is Buford's sacrifice fly by Call to tie the game at four. Chase gets RBI number six. The problem with the throw was that it was too high. Now, it would have really helped the Huxdorf cause if Climie attacked and got the third. What? They're just going to have to double steal.
There you go.
Here is Grant Lasher. Four now. That's on the inside corner for strike 88 with the fastball. So it's been an inning with a bunt single, an infield hit, a single to right. Then a bases-loaded walk, followed by another bases-loaded walk, and a sacrifice fly with one out, first and second. Tied at four. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. No balls and two strikes the count.
You know what? It's interesting. Chase Call, MLB Draft League leader in walks, after back-to-back bases-loaded walks, including one by Shoemaker, he attacked on the first pitch because he believed that he was going to get a good pitch to hit.
Pitch. On the ground, in the hole between short and third. Good play by the shortstop. Stewart going to third to get Climie on the force play. It's a momentum play, and Stewart tracked it down in the hole and then threw him out at third. And there are two outs. Daryl Michael Jean to the plate. Struck out swinging the first time. He has a chance to give the spikes the lead here in the top of the third inning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, guess who's over there at second with third base open?
Yes, indeed. And he was...
Guess what? He's moving here. Got a right-handed hitter. Aaron's got a throw around him. Got a guy with speed. They are not shadowing him. Huxdorf, not a big lead here, though. And the pitch. Down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now he is going. He's taking a look at Shoemaker and what he's done. I mean, Stewart's playing is playing at shortstop. It's the second baseman, Chumley, that is shadowing him, but that's no big deal. And the pitch. Inside and low. Boxed around. He's going to go to third. The throw to third. Not in time. And everybody moves up 90. It'll be a wild pitch that will not be a stolen base. I personally rule it a stolen base, Joe. What? You act like I'm some sort of hometown guy. 2-1 the count to Jean. Second and third now. Chance to get two runs in. Lasher moves pretty well for a catcher.
He really does.
Second. And the set. And the 2-1. Ants in there for strike two and two. But I'll tell you, a guy like Huxtorf puts a lot of pressure in this situation on the catcher. Because if the ball even gets away 10 feet, he's going to move. He's already shown us he will go as long as the ball's loose.
Absolutely.
And he has scored. I don't think he's been thrown out once doing that.
Not once.
2-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him and the inning is over. So Shoemaker gets his first strikeout, but the Spikes tie the game by getting three. Do so on two hits. And leave two. The end of two and a half, 4-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Response by the Spikes. They were down 4-1 going into the top of the third. Scored three to tie the game at four. And Kellanova back to the mound in the 4-4 game to face 3, 4, and 5. Ryan Vogel, Steven Rustich, and Tyler Heron. Vogel lined out softly to Relaford at second in the first inning. It's down low for a ball. Spike sent 8 to the plate to score three times. Jump started by a bunt by Relaford. And the 1-0. That's wrapped on the ground past Jesse Lynch, who kicks out the left leg. And unlike Henrik Lundqvist, missed it. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. At least going. And the 1-1. That's bounced in. I'm going to pull Jesus' Wahe aside at some point. I'm just going to ask him if he's ever seen Jesse and Boomer at the same time. Since he used to play here. I'm just curious. Hey, again, have you seen the two of them together today? All the times we've been here. Ever? Two on the count. And that's lifted in the air. Foul territory, long run call. Relaford goes out, reaches out at the line, and makes the catch. What a play by Jevin Relaford as he continues to impress. And here is Steven Rustich to the plate. Single to the left and scored in the second. Like back in the day, I never saw Kenny and Boomer together. Did you? They were at the same time. And the first pitch to Rustich. That's a strike. Good pitch by Kellen. Started him out with a changeup that time. It's 0-1. You know, we'd go over and say, what's the pitch count, Kenny? Kenny wouldn't be here. Boomer would be performing in the field. I mean, it's low and outside. 1-1 the count. Hey, Friday night will be fun. 6:35. 4 for 44 Friday. Meet the challenge. Dollar dog night on Friday.
That's right. Down 9 dogs in 9 innings. Be entered to win a free year's gym membership.
Center field. Howard coming on. Aiden dives and makes the catch in right center field. Put a star next to that one. There are two outs.
The catcher, number
That'll bring the catcher, Tyler Heron, to the plate, who doubled off the wall in left center in the second. And it's a 4-for-44 Friday to begin with. It's an $88 value. Four great seats, four dogs, and four sodas for $44.
Absolutely.
And you got that nine-inning meet the challenge. Joe has done it. Did it at a baseball game, low and outside for a ball. Want to know the count. Jerry Valeri did it, although slightly wounded after that.
Yeah, he had to dip out of the next couple of times he was to join us.
1-0. That's wrapped on the ground foul. Litch ranges to his... Oh, he's still got it. Ranging to his... Did you see that? Now, the ball was almost stopped by the time it got to him, but still. And throws it to a young fan. Very nice move by Jesse.
Still got the arm.
Still does. And the 1-1. Checked it, did not go. 2-1 the count. And Saturday's baseball bingo. We should always remember that.
Oh, yes.
And it's also going to be a Saturday with fireworks after the game. And the pitch. Threw it over his head. Just a bit inside. 3-1 the count. And that will be presented by the Meadows.
Right? Yes, the fireworks on Saturday. A salute to Morgan Wallen presented
yes.
by the Meadows.
And on top of that, paint the park purple on Sunday. Presented by Juniper Village. And at 4:05, the pitch. Low and outside, he walks him. Two-out walk to Heron. Brings Ryan Ignafo to the plate. Reached on a throwing error by Jean. Now, he got credit for an RBI because with nobody out, the run was going to score.
Yes. It would have been an RBI ground out, turned into an error, yeah. but still gets yeah. credit.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And the pitch to Ryan. Outside for ball, 1-0 the count. So 6:35 on Friday, 6:35 Saturday, 4:05 Sunday. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com. Go to the box office or feel free to walk up. I always get my tickets in advance. Just walk in, all set to go. That is lifted in the air, playable, right field. Call shading his eyes. Chase underneath it, backs up a couple. And the UC Irvine Anteater puts it away, and the inning is over. You needed a shutdown inning after you tied the game, and Kellen Hoover gave them exactly that. No runs and one left. And at the end of three full, 4-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend for three games of fun. It all starts Friday at 6:35 p.m. with Fitness Night on a Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Saturday, it's Ag Night with a spectacular fireworks show presented by the Meadows after the 6:35 p.m. game. And Sunday, bring your dog out for our second Bark in the Park of the season and paint the park purple presented by Juniper Village at the 4:05 game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
4-4 to the top half of the fourth inning, and to take you through the middle three on this 4th of July. Always a pleasure to spend any time I can with Joe Putnam.
Thank you very much, Steve Jones. And Zach Shoemaker, who got the outs in the third inning, back on for the fourth. Definitely looking for multiple innings out of him, Jesse Litch and his squad. Of course, this is the last game of the first half of the MLB Draft League schedule. Second half will begin on Friday, as Steve and I were talking about. Dollar Dog Night, Fitness Night.
Yep.
Meet the Challenge, hashtag M-E-A-T.
Yep.
The Challenge, chance to win a free year's membership to East Coast Health and Fitness.
Edwin Toribio takes over at third base. Jack Oberdorf. Let's see. Toribio goes to third base. Oberdorf is out. So.
Whoop. The pick is in. The pitch. That's down and in for a ball to Aiden Howard, 2-0 the count.
The 22nd pick in the first round of the MLB draft. The Colorado Rockies select.
And next offering popped up foul behind home plate.
Normally you are a vanilla guy.
Normally.
What is today's selection?
You know, today it's our nation's birthday. I think chocolate or better still, chocolate peanut butter might be in order.
So if they have chocolate peanut butter down there.
Yes.
Do you know if they have chocolate peanut butter? Have you scouted?
I did not scout.
So what is the backup plan if it's not chocolate peanut butter?
You know what? Vanilla and peanut butter would also be.
Vanilla and peanut butter.
And Howard sends this one deep to left field. Back goes Rusich. That one's into the Spikes bullpen. Over and out. Aiden Howard with his second home run as a Spike. Talked to him before the game, and his parents, his brother, here in attendance for this one, as they have been the past week. He told me how special of a moment it was when he homered in Mahoning Valley in front of his family. Now does so here at historic Bowman Field. A solo shot makes it 5-4.
Was the homer at Mahoning Valley left or right-handed?
He hit it left-handed in Mahoning Valley.
So he's now hit one from each side of the plate.
Yep.
Wow.
Here's Jevin Relaford, fouls it off to the right side. Relaford with a pair of singles today.
What does he tell you about this team? They're down 4-1. They're now leading 5-4.
And that home run, 371 feet, 96-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Now Relaford sends it deep to left field, and it's off the top of the wall. And Jevin slides in safely to second, so the homer into the Spikes bullpen by Howard, and the wall ball double by Jevin Relaford, his third hit of the game, and the Spikes are in business in the fourth, trying to extend the lead now.
It's interesting because in their game notes, Williamsport puts out how many three-hit games they've had, I think a dozen on the season. Relaford's got three today for the Spikes.
Sure does.
And he's still got three at-bats left.
Luke Napleton is 1-for-2, popped out to short his first time up, reached on the infield single. Back in the third, pitch, swing and a miss. Lefty on the mound and Shoemaker, righty at the plate in Napleton. 5-4 Spikes here in the top of the fourth inning on this 4th of July in Williamsport. Left-hander Shoemaker, glove away from the body in the stretch, delivers. That's fouled back. Running along the screen to the roof above the grandstand here at historic Bowman Field. 90th year of operation, now known as Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. This also the 25th anniversary season for the Crosscutters. Of course, baseball's been here in Williamsport for decades, even beyond the 90-year anniversary of the founding of Bowman Field, as a throw to second, and Relaford gets back in safely as Chumley, the second baseman, came over to cover. Shoemaker comes set, the 0-2. That's popped up, foul ground, first base side. Actually in fair territory now is Ignafo, and the first baseman puts it away about halfway between home and first. One gone here in the top of the fourth inning. A reminder that it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Here's Cam Buford. Buford walked and scored in the second inning, singled and scored in the third. Of course, it was a long single. As the pitch swung on and missed, runners ahead kind of got tied up. So Buford had to stay at first. Put one into the gap in right center. Levels the bat in the right-hand box. Three home runs this season. The league lead is four, shared by three different players, including Reed Chumley of the Crosscutters. Fastball strike. Lower portion of the zone to Buford. 0-2 the count. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, last day around the league, but both of the other games will take place later tonight. The 0-2 down and away. One ball and two strikes. Frederick will be visiting Trenton. And West Virginia will be visiting Mahoning Valley. Now, those games, like this one, are the back half of home and home series, alternating sites for the last two games of the first half. A whirl and a throw to second, but Chumley nowhere near the bag. Good job by Shoemaker to get it to him, though, and rather than sail it into center field. Jevin Relaford drawing a lot of attention with his lead off second. Shoemaker's already thrown back there a couple of times. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball, and that is the second strikeout for Shoemaker, the fifth for Williamsport pitching today. Two gone in the top of the fourth, and here's Cade Climie. The third baseman has walked twice, once in the second inning, and then did so with the bases loaded in the third to drive in the third Spikes run. I checked that, drive in the second Spikes run. First pitch to him here is swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Of course, Major Leagues in action tonight and today on this 4th of July. Such a traditional day for the national pastime. Already one game finished up in the nation's capital. The Reds defeated the Nationals 8-4. Nick Senzel with a big three-run homer for Cincinnati in the early frames there. Climie swings and misses at the high fastball, 88 miles an hour. Yankees leading the Orioles 2-0, bottom of the third in the Bronx. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three as Heron pumps his fist. Back-to-back strikeouts for Zach Shoemaker to end the top of the fourth, but the Spikes back on the board, a run on two hits. The solo homer by Aiden Howard to start off the inning. His second homer of the year. One runner left on base through three and a half. It's 5-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA Fourth Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA Fourth Fest at Medler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpafourthfest.org.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fourth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. And after Kellen Hoover went three innings, allowing four runs on four hits, two walks, a strikeout, 56 pitches, 28 for strikes, he now gives way and an opportunity perhaps for the next man in, Spencer Hill, to be the pitcher of record in this game. Hill out of UNC Asheville. 6'4", 195 pounds. He is 21 years of age. He'll be 22 in August. And for the season, he has made 9 appearances, 0-2 the record, a 10.45 ERA, but a lot of that just a few outings that have gone against him. He has 1 hold to his credit this year. 10 1/3 innings, he's allowed 13 runs, 12 earned on 9 hits, 13 strikeouts to 11 walks, 2 hit batsmen, but only a 2.25 opponent's batting average. So he'll face the bottom third of the Williamsport order, beginning with the right fielder, Colson Lawrence. Lawrence drove in a run with his RBI ground out in the second. Spikes with a run in the second inning, 3 in the third without the benefit of a hit, and then a big hit in the fourth. The solo shot to left field by Aiden Howard. All 4 Williamsport runs in the second inning. And the peanut butter ice cream, the swirl, is here. They're overflowing. Here is the first pitch foul back to the screen. I think the SJ scoop got added to this today.
I said large. They had what they had was peanut butter revel.
Okay. Runner on to third, taken in by Climby. Throw across the diamond is in time. Lawrence retired for the first out. I gotta get on this quickly here. The day being the way it is.
It's moving, Joe. It's moving.
It is moving. Here's Dante Stewart, shortstop, grounded into a fielder's choice. His first time up. Scored a run in that inning as well. So Hill, and again, if Hill can keep the lead for the Spikes, he'll be the pitcher of record in this game. In all likelihood, pitch. That's up high for a ball, 1-0. The Let's Go Cutters chant started right below us. Here's the 1-0.
I feel like they've been working to a frenzy, Joe.
Fastball in tight. 2 balls and no strikes.
I mean, the response is more like, boy, it's really warm here.
There we go. There's a chant for the 4th of July. USA grounder back through the box, but taken in by Jevin Relaford. Second baseman sends and throws in time. He has made several fantastic plays today. And
he's a natural over there.
He's set up well. Definitely has a good beat on what he is doing at second base.
Who the heck caught him? His dad's managing now.
Yeah. Had a darn good coach.
Yeah.
It's nice to have an 11-year MLB vet. Also to give you a heads up on what to expect on your baseball journey.
Yeah. Well, he carries himself like a pro.
Sure does.
Desi's now managing at Danville.
The Otterbots, and that's where Jevin played last year. As the pitch to Stanley Tucker foul back to the screen.
Desi Relaford's one of those guys I give so much credit for. 11 years, 7 teams. Kept his career alive.
Yes. Pitch low and away. 1-1 to Tucker. Doubled home a run in the second inning. Stole third base to now tie Kyle Huxtorf for the MLB Draft League steals lead. Scored on a wild pitch.
It was a cheap steal, John.
1-1. That's a called strike. Upper half of the zone, 1-2.
What?
They're going to have to start incorporating degree of difficulty into the leaderboards for some of these things.
Well, Joe, I would.
1-2. Tapper foul behind the plate. 2 gone here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Spikes leading 5-4 here. This is the finale of the first half. Of course, Trenton has already won the first half title, so Jeff Manto's squad is set to host the MLB Draft League Championship game coming up on Sunday, September 3rd. They'll match the first half champion against the second half champion. The pitch is low, blocked by Tucker, 2-2 the count. But it will be a new cast of characters for the most part across the league. Starting on Friday, second half of the schedule begins. 50 games, 25 home, 25 road. Fastball upstairs, 3-2 the count. Blazed in at 94. Hill looks in for the sign from Grant Lasher. The high set, the payoff pitch. Fastball inside, ball four, and Tucker draws the two-out walk. Now Edwin Toribio will get his first plate appearance of the game. He checked in to play third base in the top of this inning, replacing Jack Oberdorf. Toribio batting .236, a double, five RBIs, a .276 on base percentage, playing his 15th game for the Crosscutters here in the first half. Out of the College of Central Florida, JUCO, and a native of Dajabon in the Dominican Republic.
0 for 2 last night at Midler Field.
He was a mid-game.
He started last night.
He did start last night, you're right. But lifted in the midst of the game last night is Jesse Litch trying to get guys, a lot of different guys' experience over the last 2 days of the first half of the season. Most of them will be departing following this game, whether to go to the MLB Draft League prospect game in Trenton or back home. Grounder on to short. Taken in by Jean. Flips to second. Relaford's there. 6-4. Force out. Ends the fourth inning.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
We saw Jesse last night.
Yes.
Did you see Boomer?
I did not. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Four innings complete. 5-4 lead for the Spikes here on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend for 3 games of fun. It all starts Friday at 6:35 p.m. with Fitness Night on a Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Saturday, it's Ag Night with a spectacular fireworks show presented by the Meadows after the 6:35 p.m. game. And Sunday, bring your dog out for our second Bark in the Park of the season and paint the park purple presented by Juniper Village at the 4:05 game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fifth inning here at historic Bowman Field, and a pitching change for Williamsport, but it becomes a defensive change as Ryan Ignafo will come in to pitch here in the fifth inning. He started the game at first base, and now Ignafo will go to the mound. Meanwhile, it is Nate LaRue now in to play first base. So I believe that means that Stanley Tucker is done as the DH unless he's entered the field as well. See if there are any other changes for the Crosscutters. Ignafo has made 3 pitching appearances this year for the Crosscutters. No record, a 3.86 ERA. He has finished a game. 4 2/3 total innings. He's allowed 2 runs on 7 hits, 7 strikeouts to 3 walks. Opponents hitting .350 against him. Now, Sean Smith now enters the game in left field. Steven Rustich moves from left field to right field. So Colson Lawrence is out of the game. And the first pitch from Ignafo to Kyle Huxdorf is fouled away right side. So Huxdorf, who was hit by a pitch in the second inning, drove in a run with a bases loaded walk in the third.
Harper's now the catcher, too.
And Harper now catching. Jacob Harper. That pitch is high for a ball.
Defensively for the Crosscutters, now catching number 15, Jacob Harper.
So wholesale changes all the way around the diamond for the Crosscutters defensively here in the fifth.
Well,
and Sean Smith looks like will go into the seventh spot in the order as the pitch in tight.
Yeah.
And that'll mean that Nate LaRue now does replace Stanley Tucker in the nine spot. So Tucker, it will finish with 15 stolen bases here in the first half. Golden opportunity for Kyle Huxtorf at the plate now with a 2-2 count.
Yeah, yeah.
As we both make a mess of our score sheets trying to slot all these guys in. 2-2, lifted in the air down the right field line. Back for it is Rustich. He'll make the catch near the corner. One away. Zach Shoemaker, by the way, went two innings. Shoemaker yielding one run on two hits, a walk, three strikeouts. He threw 31 pitches, 21 for strikes. The one run he allowed was on Aiden Howard's solo homer. And the first pitch, a chase call, swung on, popped up, foul ground behind home plate. Harper doffs the mask and makes the catch on the warning track. So quickly, two down in the top of the fifth. And now Grant Lasher, the batter. Spike's catcher is 0 for 1, but drove in a run with his bases loaded, walk in the second inning, grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. 5-4 Spikes here in the top of the fifth. Ignafo has been efficient so far. Six pitches to get 2 outs, and the seventh is a fastball swung on and missed. 89 miles an hour. Ignafo, he's made 3 pitching appearances already, so he definitely has that dual threat capability. Here's the 0-1. That is swung on, popped up behind home plate. 0-2 the count. But it will mean that we'll see some interesting changes through the rest of the game as well, because since Ignafo went from playing the field to pitching, the DH role is dropped for the remainder of the game. Of course, who knows? It might be re-implemented somehow later on.
It's not changing.
Here's the 0-2. Foul back. Count remains the same.
Ignafo made transition to being a DH.
Yes. Lasher in the right-handed box. The right-hander Ignafo with the windup in the 0-2 pitch. That is lifted in the air. Left field. Playable for the left fielder, and he misplayed it. Falls in. Lasher moves to second. And that was just a misplay.
He came in, and the ball landed on the warning track.
It just kept carrying and carrying.
Yeah, but I think he just totally lost it. I mean, he came in like, I don't know, 10 steps, like it's a routine play. The ball's over his head.
So it's a double for Grant Lasher.
He's looking around like, okay.
The seventh hit of the game for the Spikes. And now Darryl Michael Jean at the plate. 0 for 2 so far, and John, by the way, batting is a lefty. Hand.
Yeah.
A lefty here. I think he's been trying to incorporate becoming a switch hitter into his arsenal. So with a right-hander up here, he's going to take the opportunity to bat left-handed.
Well, against the righty early in the game, he actually batted right-handed.
Yep. 0-1 count as he takes the strike. Next offering from Ignafo, breaking our fastball, rather, in the dirt. That one plummeted quickly, though. 91 miles an hour, one ball, one strike.
See, now this guy here, right? Bat right-handed, drop a bunt down. Get yourself just like, it's like seeing the ball go in the basket.
Mm-hmm. And the 1-1, that is low and away for a ball, 2-1.
I mean, it's the same equivalent as a screaming line drive to left center field.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Lasher leads off second. Ignafo to the plate.
But what Lasher did is a great example for every young player out there, right? He just got like, oh, okay, and just jogged down to first, like, okay. He hustled his way into second and got a double because he didn't assume it was going to be caught.
Exactly. You keep playing until they tell you not to. Here's the 3-1. Fastball called strike on the outer edge, 3-2 the count.
A message from this station and the ad council. Sorry, I should have brought that up to you later in the
It's all right.
Run here.
3-2 to Jean, pounded off the plate to the left side, taken in by the third baseman Toribio. Throw to first, a close one. Jean down the line, but the throw in time, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. We are halfway home here at Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field with the first half finale on the 4th of July, 5-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
No, I'm serious. You went to throw down. He went to throw right past his chin.
Bottom of the fifth inning. 5-4 State College. Spencer Hill back on for a second inning of work on the mound after yielding only a walk. Last inning, he'll take on Reed Chumley, Ryan Vogel, and Steven Rustich. The 2-3-4 hitters due up for the Crosscutters, starting with Chumley, who is 0-for-2 in the game. Reached on an error in the first, struck out in the second against starter Kellen Hoover. First pitch for Hill, breaking ball and a called strike. Upper reaches of the zone, 0-1 the count.
Yeah, Spencer's making his 11th appearance. I would say 8 of the first 10 were really good.
And there's a liner to short, and Darryl Michael Jean had it sized up the whole way.
Good
backhanded
play.
Grab out of the air, one gone.
Good play. Well, let's be safe. 7 out of the 10, I think, have been excellent. 3 have been a little rough.
Yes, and that's why when you look at his numbers, his ERA, et cetera, it's a little bit inflated because of those.
Yep.
But Darryl Michael Jean, you talk about Hill with plenty of appearances. The more Darryl Michael Jean has played shortstop, the more comfortable he has been.
He's got to find a comfort level at the plate, though, Joe.
Yeah.
And you know what's getting him is breaking balls.
Yep. That pitch, foul tip into the mitt, 0-1.
And that just takes time.
And the thing with Darryl Michael is he has mostly been a football player, a very good option quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's learning the finer points of the game here at a pretty high level, and he is progressing well. Here's the 0-1. That one misses high, 1-1 the count.
He's got the anticipation of a defensive back.
Oh, yes.
He's got that. I think he hits the fastball well. It's the breaking ball he's just got to get better timing on.
1-1. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Aiden Howard ranging into right center, making a catch. Aiden makes up so much ground. He has great range in center field, going back, coming in, side to side.
But he's also a good route runner.
Yes.
In other words, he sees where the ball's going. Excellent point A to point B because he picks the angle out properly. Huxdorf does the same thing. Huxdorf is a great route runner. Route running by an outfielder is so underrated, except for those who coach and manage the game.
Yes. Steven Rustich, now the right fielder in the game, switched corner outfield spots in the fourth inning. Takes a strike on the inner corner. 0-1 to Rustich, who's 1-for-2. Aiden Howard made a tremendous diving catch in center field on him back in the third inning. As the fastball in tight, ball 195 from Spencer Hill. And really, the Spikes defensively, especially when you look at their opposition, I think they have had less than or equal the amount of errors as their opposition the entire last week.
Yes.
1-1, down and in, 2-1 the count.
They had two crazy ones last night that were like, okay. You know what I mean? I don't mind hustle errors.
Yes.
Hustle errors are different than just plain, I botched it.
Not all errors are created equal.
No, they're not.
2-1, down and in, 3-1 the count.
There was a play, I think it was Addison Smith went in the hole, backhanded, threw to first, got away, got charged with an error. Well, he got charged with an error because he got to the ball and made a throw and made an effort.
Yes.
On the play. It's the only reason it was an error in the play.
Exactly. And it's only an error because the runner gets to second.
Right.
As the pitch, down and in, ball 4.
Well, it didn't take long for Rustich to sell that one. Jeez. Didn't even give the umpire a chance to say anything. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
2-out walk will bring Jacob Harper to the plate.
Harper's going to be playing in that game in Trenton.
Yes, he will. Valdosta State product, native of Paulding, Georgia. 11 cross-cutters going to be headed down there. There'll be an octet of spikes as well. Hill's going to trade baseballs with plate umpire.
Oh, I can see why, Joe. Look at that. My goodness. Could you see it from here? No.
I could not.
No, neither could they.
No trained eye up here for me.
Not even sure down there.
Harper with a .270 batting average this season. A homer, 11 RBIs. He sends this one deep to center field. But Aiden Howard, again, tremendous route. He's right there. He had to wait on the ball, essentially, in deep center. Makes the catch, and the inning is over.
Good outing for Spencer Hill. Good outing. May not have struck out anybody, but he induced, three ground balls, a line out, and two flyouts.
Yep. And just two walks, that's all he allows over two innings of work.
Yep.
Five innings complete. Five, 4 is the lead for the Spikes on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
into the sixth inning here at historic Bowman Field. 5-4 lead for the Spikes here on the 4th of July, and a pitching change for Williamsport. Ryan Ignafo had moved from first base to pitch last inning, but he is now replaced on the mound by the righty Zane Robbins out of Benton, Pennsylvania, not too far away from
right
here.
Yep.
Product of Eastern Illinois, so a college teammate of the Spikes, Grant Lasher. 6'4", 250 pounds, 22 years of age. He's another guy who very well could be sticking around for the second half.
I think the Hughes brothers, Penn State wrestling
yes
from Benton. The Hughes twins.
John and Russ.
Yeah.
Robbins, in one other appearance for the Crosscutters, earned a hold with two scoreless innings. Did not allow a hit. Only yielded one walk, struck out one in that outing.
Saw that Boomer was firing stuff into the stands. Did you see Jesse? I'm just asking.
Well, Aiden Howard will lead off against Robbins here in the sixth. Spikes up 5-4, and big motion by Robbins, and the pitch low for a ball. Meanwhile, there's a gate open. The gate to the bullpen was left open, so they'll have to check that out. 1-0 the count. Interesting motion by Robbins. He goes from the stretch, rears back with a right hand, then comes forward, and Howard sends this one into right field, but tracked down by Rusich, who makes the catch for the first out. It's not quite over the top, but Robbins really brings the hand way back and then comes forward with it.
To be honest with you, I think it's relatively easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of guys try to hide the ball as often as they can. He doesn't hide it.
Yes. Here's Jevin Relliford now, 3-for-3 in the game. The pitch, that's a strike over the outer half of the plate, 0-1. Relliford singled in the first inning, laid down a bunt single in the third, scoring in that frame, and then doubled in the fourth.
Well, Jayhawk's about to yell at you.
I think he's about to elucidate and inform us.
Oh.
1-1 to Relliford.
Oh, you misspelled resignation. Oh.
Okay.
I've guessed, by the way.
Yeah.
I guessed.
Pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count.
Big chunks of peanut butter there.
Big chunks.
Big chunks.
Well, and the vanilla, I mean, it's still good. Actually, I'll tell you this. Beyond the top layer underneath, it's going to be fine. It's still solid.
Yeah.
1-2, breaking ball up and in, 2-2 the count.
Man, I didn't go cheaper.
No, not at all. Yeah. You got the large, you got the SJ scoop on it.
Yeah.
And I'll enjoy it.
They were great. I said, I'll take a small, large for you, Mr. Jones.
2-2. Breaking ball low, and the count is full.
They'll change baseballs. It's obvious what the fault was there. Couldn't have possibly been where you threw it.
See, I went down earlier. They offered me a discount. Said, yeah. Do you work here? I said, yep, I'm Jayhawk.
No wonder.
Payoff pitch to Relliford up high, ball 4.
Fourth time he's been on base. It's going to be interesting to see how he pitches out of the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it's really it.
If he throws like that out of the stretch, yeah, he should be able to run, right?
Especially a guy like Relliford.
Yeah.
Luke Napleton at the plate, 1-for-3 with an infield single today. 5-4 lead for the Spikes. They've out-hit the Crosscutters 7-4. And he rears back again. There goes Relliford. The throw down to second won't be in time. Pitches a strike, but Relliford gets the steal.
That's his sixth. I mean, Joe, that's going to be an issue for him. I mean,
yeah,
you can slide step all you want, but when your motion brings you that far back, I mean, that is as damaging to you against the running game as a high leg kick.
Yep. Which is a big reason why you don't see anybody do that
right
anymore. And there goes Relliford for third. The pitch, a ball low, and Jevin steals third with no throw and really no acknowledgement from the defense.
Well, no, I think even Williamsport gave up on it. And I'm not kidding. I mean,
yeah,
he's like, okay, great.
1-1 to Napleton. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. 1-2. Infield is now up all the way around for the Crosscutters.
I mean, I'm not one that likes to sit there and change somebody. That he's had success getting to this point.
Yeah.
But moving forward, you have to ask yourself, can you keep doing it like this?
Exactly. Here's the 1-2. That was over the top, and that missed outside, and it was a ball outside. Crowd may not approve, but...
Oh, no, no. They were actually rooting on the 4th of July, Joe.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
No. Yeah. Great. 11th day of the 4th.
Full of Americana. 2-2. Breaking ball. That's a called strike 3. He is able to impart break to the ball. Not a whole lot of spin, but he does get the break on it.
Yeah, his spin's under 2,000 on that.
And Tyler Wilson will pinch hit for Cam Buford here. Will likely take over at first base for the rest of this game now. As Cam, by the way, and Tyler will both be participating in the MLB Draft League Prospect Game, which will be tomorrow night in Trenton, televised on the MLB Network. Fastball for a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count.
Trenton.
Dave Tremblay, the manager of the Spikes, will also manage one of the teams in the prospect game.
Are you going to be there tomorrow?
I will not be there tomorrow. The 0-1, grounded back to the mound, picked off by Robbins off the bounce, a throw to first in time. And the walk and the pair of steals for none. No runs, no hits, one runner left. And a 5.5, 5-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And here in the bottom of the sixth inning, changes in the field for the Spikes. Tyler Wilson stays in the game to play first base after pinch hitting for Cam Buford, as anticipated. Also in the game, Ellie Kligman. He'll be behind the plate. He'll be the catcher the rest of the way. Of course, Luke Napleton, the other Spikes catcher, is the DH.
Okay, now, this will solve the LaRue deal. He's in Ignafo's spot.
Okay.
So I wonder if Tucker's still the DH.
He may yet be, yep. So Ignafo would have checked out of the game as a position player, as a hitter, but... LaRue replaces him in the order. And Ignafo had been at first base, so...
Yeah, that's the reason.
There we go. That makes it a little easier. So Tucker, so hold the phone on Kyle Huxdorf being able to just pass Stanley Tucker with one steal.
Oh, they'll strike him out. Don't worry about that.
Walbridge to the plate. Sharp grounder between short and third. A base hit. And LaRue in his first at bat of the game... leads off the sixth inning with a single for the Crosscutters. That'll bring up Sean Smith, the left fielder. Took over in the seventh spot for right fielder Colson Lawrence in the fifth inning. This will be his first plate appearance of the day. Spencer Hill, an outstanding outing, two innings. He did not allow a run nor a hit. Two walks against him, no strikeouts, but a great outing to finish the first half of the MLB Draft League season on for him.
11 appearances. I thought eight were really good, including today.
Sam Walbridge delivers a ball down and in. One ball and no strikes. A lefty out of the University of Texas. And the pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul. Third base side, one and one. And fans, spikes have called for relief, bringing in Sam Walbridge as the new pitcher for the fifth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Pitch. Grounder on a third, juggle by Climby, but he picks it back up. Low throw to first, nice dig by Tyler Wilson. LaRue moves to second. It's a ground out 5-3, and it'll look a lot simpler in the book than it was in reality. Took nice job by Climby to maintain his concentration after the initial juggle, and a nice play by Tyler Wilson at first. A great defensive first baseman can save his infield mate so often.
Tino Martinez, Mark Teixeira. The Yankee infield, even during their great times, it's a ball, even during some of their great years, were not a good defensive infield.
Yep.
I mean, you got to, you know, and again, take your prejudice aside. Derek Jeter was a good, not a great shortstop.
Yes.
Okay. Rodriguez was a good third baseman, not great.
LaRue takes off for third, the pitch down and in, and the ball slips free. So, no throw as LaRue steals third.
And Robinson Cano is barely passable at second. Right?
Great bat for a second baseman, but...
But as soon as they got quality first baseman in there, Martinez and Teixeira, they saved so many runs.
Absolutely. Even Dung Minkiewicz, another great defensive first baseman, spent some...
Well, man, Cable, when
the
Red Sox,
with the Red Sox.
Red Sox won the World Series in 2004, he was the late inning defensive replacement.
Yep.
I think he kept the ball from the fourth game.
It's a good one to have.
Keith Folk tossed it to him.
Dante Stewart now with a 3-0 count. Infield up all the way. The pitch down and in, ball four.
Yeah, that was the whole thing in the 1986 World Series. Bill Buckner, who had always been a good fielder and left fielder at first base anyway, but his legs had... So they were replacing him late with Dave Stapleton.
Yes.
And John McNamara got sentimental and he kept him in.
He wanted Buckner to be out there when the Red Sox won the World Series. And with the lead in the ninth inning, you'd think that... With the lead in the tenth inning.
Tenth inning. Yep. Two outs, nobody on. You felt good about it.
Absolutely. Joe Sullivan now in to hit. He is the two-time defending MLB Draft League Player of the Week.
So he's the DH now for Tucker.
Okay, so Tucker is out of the ballgame, just not as soon as we thought.
Right.
It's always interesting when you get the player in the batting order pitching or the reverse. Bleh. That's why the MLB had to simplify the rules for Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
0-2, the count to Sullivan as he takes a strike. It's his first plate appearance of the day. And the pitch popped up, foul, third base side, out of play.
It's the only inning of that game I saw.
The 10th inning?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Penn State played at Alabama that day, 1986. They won the national championship. I was the third announcer on the network.
Yep.
Penn State won the game 23-3. Alabama was second undefeated.
0-2, grounder on to second, scooped up by Relifer. This will score a run. Throw to first is in time. LaRue scores from third, and we're tied at five. Here at the bottom of the sixth, Stewart moves to second on the play.
Plane landed in Harrisburg, had to bus up from there. The only part I saw was the 10th inning.
Yeah. That game, actually, was the first time ever that Saturday Night Live was totally preempted because the World Series Game 6 was running long. Edwin Toribio takes a strike just above the knees. 0-1 the count. Ron Darling came on the next week. They actually just taped the show at 1 a.m. that Saturday night of Game 6 And then the following week, Ron Darling came on and read an apology from the Mets for preempting Saturday Night Live, and they replayed the episode they had taped the previous week.
Well, for people who were watching NBC that night, they were expecting comedy and got the chance to witness tragedy.
Yes. Oh, yes. 0-2 to Edwin Toribio, the pitch. Swing and a foul that went off Toribio's leg. Stewart was off on the pitch, but he'll return to second. 5-5 here in the bottom of the sixth. This is the finale of the first half of the MLB Draft League season. Again, the second half commences Friday. We're home, 6:35, with the Mahoning Valley Scrappers coming in to be the opposition to start the second half. 50-game portion of the schedule. 25 home, 25 road. 0-2 from Walbridge. Called strike three. Breaking ball and got him on the inside corner. And that is Sam Walbridge's first strikeout of the game. It is the second of the game for Spikes pitching. And it is brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. One run, a hit, one runner left on base at the end of six. We're tied at 5-5 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA Fourth Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA Fourth Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpafourthfest.org.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
We head into the seventh inning here at Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. A reminder that the Ramada Out of Town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Taking you through the rest of this one, we're back where we started, Steve. It's a tie game going to the last three innings.
Nothing's been decided, Joe. 5-5-5 here at the top of the seventh. And Robin's back on. He will face Climby, Huxdorf, and Call, 5, 6, and 7 in the Spikes batting order. Climby is 0-for-1, two walks and a strikeout. He's actually knocked in a run with one of them, a bases-loaded walk. 0-1 the count as he fouls it off first base side.
I'm going to have some peanut butter soup myself.
Now, did Williamsport bat out of order? Yes. Did they get away with it? Yes.
No.
But nobody's going to call him on it. But they batted out of order.
Yeah.
There's down low. Had a lot of break to that curveball. 1-1 the count. To the point where it broke out of the zone. 1-1 the count. 5-5 the score. The pitch. That is to right field. Playable. Waiting and putting it away for the out is Rustich. And there's one out. That'll bring Kyle Huxdorf to the plate. 0-for-1, hit by a pitch in the second. Knocked in a run with a bases loaded walk in the third. Flew to right in the fifth. Interesting is they play back at third against this guy. The pitch. Checked it. Did not go. 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes the count. Toribio playing back at third. That's foul back. No sign of trying to drop one down here. It's 1-1. Well, so far it's been a good job by Zane Robbins who's come in. I mean, Relaford got to him. Relaford stole two bases, but other than that, he's been solid. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. That is hit to right field, down the line, long run, but at the track and putting it away is Rustage, two outs. Chase Call is 0 for 2, but does have a sacrifice fly to knock in a run back in the third inning. Aiden Howard is homered today, his second, this time right-handed into the Spikes bullpen. Spikes were down 4-1 in this game, battled back, took a 5-4 lead, then the Cutters were able to get a run in the bottom of the sixth to tie it. We're in the top of the seventh, two out, bases empty for Call. High and tight to the right-handed hitter, one ball and no strikes the count. Call at UC Irvine hit 11 homers this year. He knocked in 43 at 266. And the pitch. Low and outside. 2-0 the count. Friday, 6:35. 4 for 44 Friday. Dollar Dog Night. 2-0 the count. Checked it, did not go. 3-0. Saturday, fireworks presented by the Meadows after the game. Baseball bingo on Saturday. 6:35, 4:05 Sunday. Paint the park purple. And since it's 7-9, bring your canine. It's in there for a strike. 3-1 the count will be the second of four Bark in the Park days. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download. StateCollegeSpikes.com or go to the box office. Rolled on the ground to short. Stewart picks it up there. Fires to first. Gets him by a step to end the inning. 5-0. Retired by Robbins. And we go to the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time in Lycoming County. It's 5-5 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
We work our way to the bottom of the seventh of a 5-5 game. Sam Walbridge back to work for his second inning. He will face Reed Chumley, followed by Ryan Vogel, Steven Rustich. 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order for Williamsport here in the bottom of the seventh. Walbridge out of the University of Texas, 6'5", 210-pound left-hander. Pitch, and he threw that one away. It's one ball, no strikes. Jesse Litch, just for the heck of it, just realized it was the bottom of the seventh, so he goes out to coach third base. I'm telling you. Checked it. That's a strike. Good pitch at 89 from Sam. 1-1 the count. Somebody, I mean, I don't see the two of them ever together. He may, I mean, I think it's a quick change thing. 1-1 the count. He threw that one away, 2-1 the count. So he's thrown one strike right down the middle, and the other two have gone to the backstop. So he goes to the Domingo Germán Rosenbag. It's great to have your own line of something. 2-1 the count. That missed. It's 3-1. Well, you don't want to put the lead run on right out of the gate here. 3-1. Walbridge goes set and delivers. And it's going to be 4. That got away. Chumley will run down the first. It got away. By the way, Mike Trout's going on the 10-day IL. So lead run aboard for Ryan Vogel, who's 0-3. Lined out a soft liner to Relaford at second in the first. Popped out to Relaford in the third. Flew out to Howard in center in the fifth. Walbridge's going to stick around and stay college. And delivers. There's a strike. Good pitch. 87 with that one. No balls at a strike. Bottom of the seventh of the 5-5 game. Middle infield double play. Depth. There's another strike. 0-2. Popped that one in at 86. Walbridge averaged 10.2 strikeouts per 9 innings in his college career. And the pitch. That's foul play. Good job by Vogel. Just got a piece of it. I think it went out the shoulder of Ellie Kligman. Still 0-2. Star Spangled 4th of July. 4th Fest coming up tonight at the ballpark. Looks over at first. 0-2. That's hit foul down the left field line, hooking into the picnic area. They'll put temporary bleachers there when the, I think it was, is it the Nationals and the Phillies? I know it's the Phillies. I thought maybe it was the Nationals. The odd thing is, I think the Phillies are the road team. 0-2 the count. Nationals, Phillies, yeah. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3, got him. Big sequence there for Sam Walbridge as he gets his first strikeout of the ball game. And that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health offers clinical excellence, compassionate care, 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Steven Rustich at the plate. 1-2, single to left, scored in the second. Howard made a terrific catch in left center field against him in the third, walked in the fifth, and he takes a ball there. It's 1-0. Blame straight away, but Huxtorf very deep in left. Against the right-handed hitter, middle infield at double play depth. There goes the runner. Pitches down low, and Kligman can't catch it cleanly, and it's a steal. All right, lead runner in scoring position. 2-0 count. Well, Joe and I can attest there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the spikes in action at Medley Field, Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream, parted by Pixelot. Swing and a miss. High fastball, it's 2-1. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. 2-1 the count with one out. And Chumley on second. That just missed down low. Caught the plate, but low. It's 3-1. Walbridge goes behind the mound, wipes the brow, pulls on the bill of the cap, and stalks back up to the top of the hill. 6-5 left-hander stares into Kligman. And the pitch. Way outside, ball 4. First and second. With one out, but what it does do is it brings the double play back into play. And here is Jacob Harper. Took over for Tyler Herron. Harper flew to center in his only at-bat. Thing we saw from Harper first time through here is he will hit it hard. Bounce that one, and it hit him. Bases loaded. Went bounced in there. It's amazing they have all these guards, and he's wearing a guard in the left foot, and it doesn't hit the guard. So Walbridge hits him, and that's the second battery's hit as a spike, and the bases are loaded now with one out. And that will bring Nate LaRue to the plate, who should actually be hitting ninth, but they've got him in this spot. Let's be honest about it. They hit out of order. Simple as that. They hit out of order. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen has commenced. Jerome Williams out to talk to Walbridge. See if Sam can induce a double play ball here and get out of the inning. It's 5-5, bottom of the seventh.
Daniel Patisak, the MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Month for June, is warming up for the Spikes. Jacob Peden, right-handed action in the Williamsport bullpen as well.
Peden's been their closer the last 2 years. Patisak is committed now to go to Georgia.
Yep.
But we'll see if that plan changes in a week. I'm telling you, that is a draftable player.
Absolutely. Pitch for the Czech Republic in the World Baseball Classic this year.
Checked it, went through. That's a strike, 0-1. Good start for Walbridge there. Excellent at Charleston Southern, and his numbers are even better here than they were at Charleston Southern. At Charleston Southern, they were really good. 0-1. Strike two, 0-2, right on the outer edge. Great spot with that. 0-2 the count. Bases loaded, one out. Bottom of the seventh at a 5-5 game on a warm afternoon on this 4th of July in Lycoming County. 0-2. Foul back. Good job by LaRue just to reach out and get a piece of it. Count stays at 0-2. Joe's already had a burger, fries, and ice cream on his 4th of July.
That's right.
0-2 the count. Flag barely moving now, and center field is just to the right of the 411 sign. Walbridge 0-2. That's foul back again by LaRue. Stays 0-2. I believe it's going to be to the right of the flag is where they put that big scoreboard. Right? Or are they going to put it in left field? I'm trying to remember where they put that thing last year.
Yeah, I think it was to the right of the flag. I think you're right.
And it gets away from Kligman through the five hole. The lead run scores. It'll be called a wild pitch. I'd have called it a pass ball. It's now 6-5. Everybody moves up 90. And the set by Walbridge. And the pitch. It's fouled back again. Good piece of hitting by LaRue. Has stayed alive now by fouling off a series of pitches. Still 1-2, and this is going to be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. I mean, it's going to be ruled a wild pitch. That is not what I would have ruled it. It's down low. Good job by Kligman to block that one. It's 2-2. It's your job to put the glove down and clog that hole. Two and two the count. Everybody up in the infield on the grass. The pitch. Blocked by Kligman again. Full 3-2. Well, Patisak, probably in a day like this, doesn't take long for him to get warm. Here's the set. 3-2. Lifted in the air, center field, should score a run as Howard goes back. Front of the 411 side, makes the catch. Tagging at third as Rustich comes to the plate. 7-5, Williamsport. So LaRue, despite batting out of order, Hey, sorry. I mean, they did. He should not be batting in this spot.
And originally, it seemed like he would go in the nine spot, which
he should have. That's exactly where he should have gone. Because Ignapa was still in the game. He just switched positions.
Yep.
So here's Smith. First pitch to him, a ball, one ball, no strikes. Sure, we'll get some convoluted explanation from him after the game where, like, you'll attempt to make sense of it, and you look at him and go, nah, I've done baseball for a long time, too. And that's a wild pitch, gets away, and that run scores. It's 8-5. Well, Spikes were in a three-run hole early in the game. Bounce right back. They'll have to do it again here. They'll probably have to do it against Jacob Peden. Jesse lost his card. Now, normally the mascot would go out and retrieve it, but no. That's a strike. Like, the spike would have gone out and said, Dave, do you need my help? Here, I don't think that's physically possible. 8-5. And the pitch. It's fouled to our right over the roof and out of play. Two outs now, bases empty. Three runs in, bottom of the seventh inning, 8-5 cutters. Even though the spikes have out hit them, 7-5. Sam looks in. Gets what he wants. And the pitch. Low and inside. Now, this is the part where I'll give LaRue a lot of credit. When he had two strikes, he fouled off four pitches.
Yep.
Kept himself alive at the plate till he could drive one to center field and then get the sac fly to knock in the run. And the pitch. And it's ball four, walked him. Yeah, I think we're going to see Dave now. Yep. Well, Daniel Patisak's going to come in the game, and Wahlberg's going to go an inning and two-thirds in this one today. And Sam only gave up the one hit. The problem is, right, and this has been, anybody that you're seeing in this league and with this team that have had somewhat inflated ERAs, it's not the number of hits. It's been the number of walks.
Yeah. The hits then magnify those walks, right, and bring in so many runs.
He struck out one, he walked four, and he hit one. So that's, you know, to me, that's we talked about a bunt can be like a free throw, free points.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a walk or hitting a guy is like free base runners. Daniel Patisak does neither. Patisak, as the Spikes have called for a leap in the seventh inning, bringing in a new pitcher, and you too can call for a leap by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.com. Patisak, 10th appearance. The numbers are sterling. 1-0 with an 0.51 ERA. Your basic 6-1 strikeout to walk ratio, 24 strikeouts to just 4 walks. On the season, Patisak in 9 appearances, 17 2/3, just 9 hits. 2 runs, 1 earned. Last time out against Mahoning Valley on Saturday, got the win. Went 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, struck out 2, did not walk a batter. We thought he had a chance coming into this season to be really good, and he has exceeded even that. At Charleston Southern, 2-1 with a 3.19 ERA and 3 saves. He only gave up 36 hits and 42 in the third. Averaged 9.8 strikeouts per 9 innings. And with the spikes, not only the one win, he also has 2 saves and 1 hold. And not only that, this guy, you want to talk about, you want to look for the all-around kind of guy, right? And analytics doesn't judge what I'm about to say at all. You know, spin rates and all that other stuff. Oh, his spin rate, yeah, his ERA is like a billion. But he's got a great spin rate. Yeah, we can change him. Sure you can. Right? Awesome clubhouse guy.
Yes.
I mean, awesome clubhouse guy. He's got the talent on the mound. He's effective on the mound. And then you add in the clubhouse part of it. Terrific. Exactly the guy you want on your team.
Absolutely. And he definitely has that closer's mentality as well, or the mentality that a successful closer has to have. He is not afraid at all on the mound. Now coming in with runners on base and two outs, but more than likely he'll get this last out.
Up high for a ball, 90 on the gun. He has that Craig Kimbrell start to what he does where he leans way down like Kimbrell. All right, that right arm dangling and then goes set. And delivers. In there for a strike to Stewart. Stewart is 0 for 2, fielder's choice. Scored a run in the second. Grounded out the second and the fourth. Walked in the sixth. Yeah, too many walks on this particular day. 1 and 1 the count. Breaking ball on the ground to his left, under the glove of John in the center field for a base hit. DMJ gave it a good effort there, but it just got underneath him. And a two-out single to center by Stewart. And that allows Smith to move to second. So Joe Sullivan to the plate. Sullivan is 0 for 1, but did knock in a run with his ground out in the sixth inning. That tied the game at 5. Now it's 8-5 cutters here in the bottom of the 7th inning. And for the spikes in this one, the crusher's been the 8 walks they have surrendered so far. 3 strikeouts, 8 walks. And that pitch by Padasak misses, 1 ball and no strikes. Sullivan bats from the left side. Sullivan in the top 10 in hitting in the league. Pitch. That is popped up foul. First base side. Wilson can't find it. Padasak will have to make the play, and he can't. Wilson lost the ball, and it landed in front of the Cutters dugout. Absolutely playable, and Tyler Wilson lost it in the sun that time. And this is a field, by the way, where the sun comes in and affects first base, second base, and right field. And, of course, it was hit to the Cutters dugout on the first base side. He looked straight up in the sun. He lost it. So it's 1-1. First and second, 2 outs. Padasak delivers. Outside corner with a fastball at 88 for a strike. It's 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. Spikes will have Kligman, Jean, and Howard do in the top of the 8th inning. Right now down 3. 1-2 on Sullivan. Batting from the left side. Windmills, the bat, he's ready. And Padasak delivers. High and wide, 2-2. Sullivan now at 276. Open stance, left-handed box, 2-2, foul, third base side toward Lycoming Creek and out of play. Two balls and 2 strikes, 2 on, 2 outs. Bottom of the 7th, 3 runs in, 8-5 cutters. They have not beaten the Spikes yet this season. Spikes are 5-0 against this team. Deep breath and the 2-2. That is down the right field line, hooking to the corner. Fair ball, one hops the bullpen. 2 runs are going to score. A 2-run double for Sullivan. It's 10-5. So the Cutters with a 2-run double, and it's a 5-run 7th inning to leave it 10-5. Edwin Toribio. Toribio's 0 for 2. Fielder's choice and struck out looking. Fifth double of the year for Sullivan. It's in the dirt for a ball. 1 ball and no strike. Start him out with a curveball that time. 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes the count. The set by Padasek. 1-0. Inside for ball. 2-0 the count. Chumley on deck. Still two outs. Been another long inning. Second crooked number of the afternoon for the Cutters. They scored four in the second. Five here in the seventh. They had a solo run in the sixth. And the pitch. Has line to left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Sullivan around third. Juggled by Huxdorf. Sullivan will score. And it's 11-5. There'll be no error on that play, because there was no advance by the runner from first. And now the 10th hitter of the inning is Reed Chumley. He led the inning off by walking, stealing a base, and scoring. Chumley is 0-for-3 with that run scored. So Padasek, who had given up just one earned run coming into this appearance, has given up two earned runs here. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, bottom fell out of that one. 0-1 the count. He hasn't had a single performance that was even trending toward mediocre. That's a strike, it's 0-2. Leans down, gets what he wants. 0-2 the count on Chumley. And the pitch bounced in there. Kligman was able to go over. Good play by Ellie to get that one. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. Padasek goes set. And delivers. That is hit in the air. Left field, playable for Huxdorf. Kyle's there, puts it away, and the inning is over. 10 come to the plate, 5 score. In fact, 10 come to the plate and 6 score. And at the end of 7 full, it is 11-5. Williamsport in the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend for 3 games of fun. It all starts Friday at 6:35 p.m. with Fitness Night on a Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Saturday, it's Ag Night with a spectacular fireworks show presented by the Meadows after the 6:35 p.m. game. And Sunday, bring your dog out for our second Bark in the Park of the season and paint the park purple presented by Juniper Village at the 4:05 game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Jacob Peden had been the closer a year ago for the Cutters, inherits an 11-5 lead, so it's not a save situation. 0-2 with a 3.18 ERA as he makes his 10th appearance. 11 and a third, 10 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. He has struck out 17, walked 4, hit 1. Opposing hitters, 233 against him. And so Peden takes over in the top of the 8th inning. Peden, the 6'3", 225-pound right-hander out of Greenville, North Carolina, went to Davidson. 22 years of age. He won't turn 23 until November 17th. Or check that. He just turned 22, I should say, on April 25th. So he takes over here, making his 10th appearance. And he'll face Ellie Kligman. The switch hitter will bat from the left side against the righty Peden, followed by Darryl Michael Jean, and back to the top of the order, Aiden Howard. Number Kligman at the plate. First plate appearance for him. Pitch. Missed inside for ball. 1-0 the count. Kligman at 115, all home runs, four knocked in. Former 20th round pick of the Washington Nationals. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. Started his career at Wake Forest. Then went to Fullerton Junior College. Ellie's out of Las Vegas. And Peden delivers. And there for a strike. 2-1 the count. 90 with the fastball. Flag barely moving in the outfield on this very warm 4th of July afternoon. It's going to get warmer the next couple of days, but there are no league games. It's 87 degrees here right now. It's 3-1 as he missed on that one. 87 degrees, and they say the real feel here is 97 in the ballpark. It is the definition of a summer day. A few puffy clouds out there, but mostly blue sky. 3-1 to Kligman. That is belted high in the air center field, but playable underneath it. And waiting for it is Vogel. One out. Darryl Michaljohn is 0-for-3. A couple of strikeouts, and then in the fifth, he grounded out the third. Once again, against the right-hander, he will bat from the left side. It's the first time we've seen him do this in a game. And the pitch. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 11 runs on 8 hits. No errors for the Cutters. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Spikes here in the top of the 8th inning. Spikes were down 4-1. Rallied back. Took the lead 5-4. Swing and a miss. A little bit late on that one. 1-1 the count. Aiden Howard's homer in the 4th inning brought them back and gave them a 5-4 lead. It stayed that way until the Cutters tied it with one in the bottom of the sixth. In the six-run seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. 91 with that Peden fastball. Looks like Nick Gatilla is warming in the Spikes bullpen, the left-hander. Here's the set by Peden. And with one out, here's the 1-2. Low it inside. Fastball at 91, it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. One out, bases empty here in the top of the eighth inning. And the Spikes are back in Medler Field, Lebronto Park, Friday night, 4-for-44 Friday. Foul, third base side, it'll reach the picnic area and out of play. Still 2-2. 4-for-44 Friday. And Dollar Dog Night. And meet the challenge night. Can you eat a hot dog each inning over 9 innings? 2-2. That's down low for a ball. Full 3-2 on Darryl Michaljohn. Saturday's baseball bingo and fireworks powered by our good friends at the Meadows. Both those games are 6:35 starts. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Swung at ball 4. For strikeout for Peden. Two outs, bases empty for Aiden Howard, who has a 1-for-4 day moving, but that one was a solo homer into the Spikes bullpen and left, hitting right-handed. Against the righty Peden, he'll turn around and bat left-handed. And the pitch. Wrapped on the ground to first, but wide of the bag and foul. 0-1 the count. And Sunday at 4:05, paint the park purple. Good friends at Juniper Village sponsoring that. And since it's 7-9, bring your canine. It's Bark of the Park 2. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download. StateCollegeSpikes.com. Go to the box office. Walk up. Outside for a ball. Follow that one all the way in. That's a changeup, 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes. And Howard. And the pitch. Up high and away, 2-1 the count. Yeah, the breeze has kicked up a little bit, blowing to right field. And 87 right now in the ballpark. Real feel is 97. Humid. Pitch. That is hit high in the air, deep to right field, back to the wall, at the base of the wall, leaps up, it's off the wall. Howard's around second, Aiden's on his way to third, and he will be waved around by Dave Tremblay, looking for the inside of the park home run, the throw of the plate, he's got it inside the park, home run, Aiden Howard. Off the wall and right, it got away, and he goes all the way around the bases for his second homer today, the third of the season. How about that? Now it's 11-6. And here's Jevon Relifer with three hits. Foul that one straight back to the screen. He was on top of that one. He's 3-for-3 with a double, couple singles, also walked and stolen two bases. Now that went to the wall right. Rustich was able to jump at the wall but missed it, and Howard with all that speed. Fouled straight back again by Relaford. Came all the way around, and Dave Tremblay did not hesitate. He sent him. So he's got a conventional home run and an inside-the-park home run. Checked it, did not go. 1-2 the count. Not going to wait for these guys. Tell up here it didn't go. Third home run and RBI number 11. And the pitch. Yeah, bounced in there. It's amazing to see guys grow. About 3 weeks ago, it looked like, you know, you could see the talent, but the experience wasn't there. Three short weeks later, this guy's getting doubles, triples, home runs. 2-2. On the ground to short. Stewart backhands in the hole. Plants, fires, and got him by a step, and the inning is over. The Spikes get a run on the inside of the park homer by Aiden Howard. We go to the bottom of the eighth, 11-6. Williamsport and the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, and Nick Cotillo will come on and be the fifth Spikes pitcher of the afternoon. As Spikes have called for relief, bringing in a new pitcher here for the eighth inning, you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Takes over for Daniel Patasak. Cotillo making his fifth appearance. Took the loss against Mahoning Valley on Sunday. He has gone four innings so far. Struck out five, walked six. And it's the walks that are they're the problem in all this. With the guys that are struggling just a bit, that's been the problem, finding the plate. And the first pitch, a strike, it's 0-1. Fifth pitcher of the afternoon for the Spikes. Kellen Hoover started. Swing and a miss. Good curveball that time from Gutilla. It's 0-1. Nick at the University of Iowa, 1-1 this year with a 3.38 ERA. 16 innings, gave up 10 hits. Transfer out of Central Florida. And that is hit in the air. Shallow center. Howard coming on. And makes another great catch. Did he catch it or trap it? He caught it. It's another out and a great play by Howard, who is having a spectacular game today.
Stepping to the plate for the Cutters, the shot back cleanup hitter, number 27, Josiah Cromway.
Josiah Cromway to the plate. I have no idea who he's hitting for. I'm going to say it's probably Harper. One out. Here's the pitch. As laced in the left field, that's a base hit. Yep, just turned on that one and got the job done.
The catcher, number 15, Jacob Harper.
So Jacob Harper to the plate. And the pitch to Harper. That pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. That's up high for a ball, 2-0. 89 with that fastball that time from Gutilla. They've now used everybody on their bench. Six bench players, they're all in the game now. The pitch. That is hit in the air, high left field, long run for Hochstorf, reaches out the wall, can't make the catch. Round third being waved to the plate. Cromwick, throw to the plate, not in time. 12-6. So here is LaRue. As and the pitch. In there for a strike. 0-1 the count. So 12-6 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Spike scored one in the second, three in the fourth, one in the three in the third, one in the fourth, and one in the eighth. The fourth and the eighth were home runs by Howard. One into the bullpen, the other inside the park. Wave and a miss by LaRue. It's 0-2. Cutters four in the second, one in the sixth. The six-run seventh inning and one here in the eighth. And the pitch. There's a strike. Good pitch on the outer edge. Strike three got him. Strikeout for Nick Gutilla. Gets him looking. His first strikeout of the afternoon. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. With my Mountain Indy Health's team of doctors, they care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. Here's Sean Smith. And the pitch. That's outside for ball, 1-0 the count. So they have 15 players they can use in the field. All 15 have played today. Vogel, Chumley, and Stewart are the only three to play every inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. Good curveball that time from Gutilla. Looks. And delivers. High and away for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Spikes in the top of the ninth, left Napleton, Wilson, and Climie do. And the pitch. Low and inside for a ball, runs it 3-1. Catilla, the left-hander, stares in. Nick, 6'1", 190 pounds, 22 years of age, out of Davenport, Iowa. And delivers. That is to left field. Back goes Hochstorf. Kyle is there. And Gatilla's Iowa teammate makes the catch in left field to end the inning. But they get a run. They do so on two hits, including the double by Harper. And at the end of eight full, 12-6 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend for three games of fun. It all starts Friday at 6:35 p.m. with Fitness Night on a Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Saturday, it's Ag Night with a spectacular fireworks show presented by the Meadows after the 6:35 p.m. game. And Sunday, bring your dog out for our second Bark in the Park of the season and paint the park purple, presented by Juniper Village at the 4:05 game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details. Mitch actually went out to warm up his pitcher, Jacob Peden. Well, his catcher, Jacob Harper, who doubled in the run in the bottom of the eighth inning, was getting the gear on. Must have been an inning where Boomer didn't have to make an appearance.
I guess not.
Boomer bedecked today in his red, white, and blue. It just makes you want to defect. All right, so... Like, really? This is the country we live in? You know what gets me about this group?
What's that?
They got into a room.
Yeah.
And brainstormed ideas, and that's what they came up with. Meanwhile, the Spikes got in the room and said, how about an Ike the Spike? Lovable, friendly. Fans want pictures out of joy, not fear. Here is Luke Napleton. What a day for Aiden Howard. Two great catches in the outfield, a conventional home run right-handed over the wall and left into the bullpen, and an inside-the-park home run to right. I'm trying to think if there's a Spike that has hit home runs left and right-handed in the same game. And Napleton gets hit by a pitch by Peden. And so Napleton will go to first base. And for Napleton, that is the fifth time he's been hit by a pitch. Trying to think of that. If there's been a Spike that has hit home runs from each side of the plate in the same game.
I don't think in the same game. It has happened.
Oh, it's happened in the season.
But, yeah, same game, I don't think
so. This happened in the same game today.
Yeah, that's true.
The pitch. And swing and miss by Wilson. Wilson grounded out to the pitcher to end the sixth inning, which was Shoemaker at the time, the left-hander. Outside for a ball, he turns around and bats left-handed against Peden. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, it's 1-1. Outfield straight away, normal depth. I mean, Howard's had a great game today. The pitch, it's fouled by Wilson to the screen to our left. He's in the hole, a ball and two strikes. Now, he was going to be Joe's pregame guest. He recorded it, but the recorder had a problem.
Yes. But it was a nice conversation. He's really, Aiden talked about how much he learned about being a part of baseball off the field is on the field, but doing things the right way. That he says is the biggest thing that he's going to take from the experience with the Spikes this summer.
Miss down low, 2-2 the count. 3 weeks ago, I would have said, you know what, he might be a little overmatched at this age. Not the last 3 weeks.
No.
He's kicked it into another gear. That gets away from Harper. Down to second goes Napleton. In fact, I think for Wilson, he's going to take first base anyway. I think that ball hit him.
Yep.
Well, back-to-back hit batsman. Look, here's the key. You're down six. Hey, what have the first guys done? They've kept the line moving.
Yep.
So just keep the line moving. You're not going to hit a six-run homer. Analytics says you can. Especially if the spin rate's flat. And here is Kate Climie, who's 0-2. That's a strikeout or edge by Peden, 94 in the gun. No balls at a strike. Climie's going to go to Texas A&M. He's going to end up hitting over 300 for the Spikes. He's at 316 right now. And the pitch. And foul tip in the mid, throw to first behind the play. But getting back was Wilson. Good alert play by Wilson. And also by the first base coach, Jesus Azuaje.
Yes.
Because LaRue is playing in back of him. He's not holding him on. And Harper took the chance and threw it down there. You can do that with a six-run lead. 0-2 the count on Wilson. The pitch. High and tight at the left. That got him. That's three straight hitters hit by a pitch. Well, the line keeps moving, albeit painfully.
Oh, yeah.
And here comes Anthony Markle out to the mound to talk to his guy. Jesse may not have been available.
I see Rashawn. They're behind the Williams.
No, I've never seen Rashawn and Jesse together. It's, you know, it's just, all right. It's not like, I mean, Peden's been here 2 years.
Well, for someone to hit three straight batters, it's not a common occurrence.
No. I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah. Doc Ellis talks about the time he set out to hit every member of the Cincinnati Reds lineup once and got tossed on the fourth batter.
Kyle Uchsdorf at the plate. Inside to him, one ball, no strikes. I'll say this, after hitting three straight batters, I think it takes a lot of chutzpah to throw inside in the first pitch. 1-0 the count. And the pitch, high and tight at, that's between the letters and the eyes, 2-0 the count. Peden gave up the inside homer, the inside the park homer to Howard. It's the only hit he's given up. He's got the bases loaded here, nobody out. Pitch. There's a strike. So third time in the game the Spikes have had bases loaded, nobody out. Did so in the second, did so in the third, and now here in the top of the ninth. And the pitch. Foul to our right over the roof and out of play. Levels the count at 2-2, 92-mile-per-hour fastball there. So Friday, 6:35. 4-for-44 Friday, Dollar Dog Night, Meet the Challenge Night.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Chance at a free year's gym membership to East Coast Health and Fitness if you meet the challenge.
Yes. The pitch. Slow roller, left side. It's going to be a tough play. Toribio throws to first in the dirt. Got him. Dug it out. Run scores. It's 12-7. RBI for Uchsdorf. It's his second RBI of the afternoon. His scoring from third is Napleton. Second and third now with one out. And here's Chase Call. Call's knocked in a run today with a sacrifice fly. 0-for-3 at the plate. Second and third here. Look, base hit brings in two runs.
Yeah.
Now you get it to 12-9. Put some game pressure on these guys who aren't used to winning. The pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes.
That's the thing. And it looks like, I think, Williamsport, Nate Wolgemuth on the mound here in the ninth. But it's not a save situation for him, but three straight hit batsmen to start the inning.
And that pitch is fouled out of play. That's been a rather inauspicious outing for him.
Yeah, but you come in with that six-run cushion, it does free things up a bit.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. You try to tell everybody you got to pitch like it's a tie game. You can't do it.
Yeah.
1-1. Way outside, 2-1. Breaking ball that time was not close.
It's like the classic example was, Ken Giles?
Yes.
If it was a save situation, he pitched great. If it wasn't, he would fall apart.
Yeah. The pitch. In there for a strike. 2-2 the count. There's one out, second and third. One run in here in the ninth inning. 12-7 Cutters. The two big innings, the four-run second and the six-run seventh. And the pitch, that is lined up the middle into center field for a base hit. One run will score. Dave will hold him up at third as he holds up Climby there, but it's 12-8. Call drives in his second run of the afternoon. Good piece of hitting there. First and third down with just one out, and here comes Kligman to the plate.
Keep the line moving, Steve. That's how you set it at the start of the inning, and that's what the spikes have been doing.
And even the out was close by a half step.
Yeah. Took a nice dig at first.
Yes. LaRue. Let's give LaRue credit. That was his play.
Oh, yes.
Kligman. That's outside for a ball. Ellie drove it deep to center field, but it turned out to be, deep to center field, hit so high it was a routine play by Vogel. And he drove it almost 400 feet. 1-0. That's fouled to our left and out of play. Rolls down the screen back onto the field where Daryl Michael Jean will pick it up. One and one the count on Kligman. First and third, one out. Two runs in the ninth. Up high, 2-1 the count. Wolgemuth hit three straight batters to start the inning. He had only hit one batter in 10 outings. The pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. Good pitch on the outer edge. 2-2 the count. That was well placed. I mean, here's a guy who pitched 15 and two-thirds. Hit one guy. Today, first three guys, hit them all. 2-2 the count. First and third. One out. Kligman trying to get another run in. The pitch. That is slice foul just outside the bag. Good job by Climby to jump out of the way in foul territory. If it had hit him, it would have been a foul ball because he was in foul territory. But that's the last thing Cade needed was to get hit.
Exactly.
Still 2-2 on Kligman.
Cade had to do some pretty fancy footwork there, and he got some vertical there. The jump test would have been good for him on that occasion.
First and third, one out. Pitch to Kligman. Swing and a miss, and he lost the bat. Strike three. Two outs. And Daryl Michael Jean is State College's last chance. He is 0 for 4. He's going to bat left-handed again, Joe.
Yep, he's been working on becoming a switch hitter, and now he's putting his trust into it. Two outs in the ninth inning in the first half finale.
Well, what's interesting here is the tying run is on deck. The pitch. Swing and a miss, big cut, 91-mile-per-hour fastball. I mean, it's 12-8 here in the ninth inning, first and third. Tying run on deck. Spike's at least done enough to do that. But they've got to get Jean on somehow. DMJ waits. That's a strike, 0-2. Taking all the way on that one.
Got to figure he's going to look to swing on this pitch. Two strikes, two outs.
He's got to protect at minimum. 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him in the Cutters. For the first time this season, beat the Spikes. Took them six tries. They finally got him. And they win the game 12-8. Two runs for the Spikes in the ninth. And we'll come back with the line score in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics, keep your skin beautiful.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend for three games of fun. It all starts Friday at 6:35 p.m. with Fitness Night on a Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Saturday, it's Ag Night with a spectacular fireworks show presented by the Meadows after the 6:35 p.m. game. And Sunday, bring your dog out for our second Bark in the Park of the season and paint the park purple presented by Juniper Village at the 405 game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, the Spikes fall this afternoon in the last game of the, in quotes, first half. And they fall 12-8 here to Williamsport. First time in six games that Williamsport has beaten the Spikes this season. And the line score, Cutters at 12 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and left seven. The Spikes had 8 runs, 9 hits. They had one error and left 10 along the way. The winning pitcher in this game will be for the Crosscutters, Zane Robbins, who's now 1-0. Sam Walbridge will take the loss for the Spikes. He is 0-1. And in this game today, time of the game was 3 hours and 3 minutes before a holiday crowd of 1,754. Well, if you enjoyed last night, and I thought last night was one of the truly great experiences I've had at a ball game where you just felt like everything was, the weather was perfect, the crowd was perfect, the game was perfect, the fireworks were perfect. But you come back out and do it again this weekend.
Absolutely.
Games Saturday at 6:35. It'll be a 4-for-44 Friday. Dollar Dog Night. You know, so four great tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, $44, $88 value. Dollar Dog Night, but if you want to meet the challenge, which Joe Putnam has done.
Yes.
Which Jerry Valeri barely did.
Yes.
But did it.
Yes.
Right? You get the opportunity to get a, Nice fitness membership.
Exactly. If you can meet the challenge, that's hashtag M-E-A-T, the challenge, you will be able to be entered. 9 hot dogs in 9 innings. You'll be entered into a drawing, and one lucky fan from that will win a free year's membership at East Coast Health and Fitness.
Exactly, and that's coming up on Friday night at 6:35. Saturday's baseball bingo. Great fireworks display presented by our good friends at the Meadows with a great theme again on Saturday nights.
Yes, indeed. A salute to Morgan Wallen because, of course, it is also Ag Night at the ballpark on Saturday, celebrating our great agriculture industry, which has been so much a huge part of Happy Valley through
Absolutely.
The years.
And that'll be at 6:35. Then Sunday at 4:05, Paint the Park Purple Day at the ballpark. And you know what? Since it's 7-9, bring your canine.
Yes, indeed. Second bark in the park of the season as well. It's all presented by Juniper Village. Purple doggy giveaways on that occasion as well. We're painting the park purple, literally, to help the fight against Alzheimer's disease. Of course, the good folks of the Alzheimer's Association will be joining us as well. And it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark, which means a pregame catch on the field from 3 to 3:30. And the first 100 kids of the catch on the field get a Spikes Youth Baseball glove. Chiaravetti presenting the pregame catch on the field each and every Sunday, as well as the Spikes Youth Baseball glove giveaway on Sundays. And, of course, half-price seltzers. Hard seltzers from 3 to 5 as well. And the first 250 kids eat free with a voucher good for hot dog, chips, and soda.
So 6:35 Friday, 6:35 Saturday, 4:05 Sunday, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com, or you can go to the box office. I always like to get my tickets in advance, but if you feel so inclined, why don't you walk up? Believe me, they'll take you in.
Oh, yes.
Looking forward to another great weekend. A couple days off for you?
Well, yeah, there'll be a transition to the second half, welcoming new players, although some familiar faces among them to Happy Valley, and then back to game action this weekend, and sounds like I'll be flying solo, but I know you'll be tuning in from vacay.
This will be one where Joe's going to take this one, and then I will rejoin.
Yes.
I will rejoin. All right, at some point. Right, so like a couple of guys are going to be, where is he? I saw him the other day. I swear he's there.
He'll be back.
For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Happy 4th of July from us to you. See you at 4th Fest tonight, especially at those great VIP locations at the ballpark. Medlarville, Lebronto Park is the best place to see 4th Fest. We can attest to that, and we'll see you there tonight. Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.